Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Folks, one of the things that's sort of amazing about the industry that I inhabit, the news industry, the news commentary industry, is that so many stories that have an outsized national impact turn out to be completely the other way upon further review. And one of the sort of incentive structures for the news business is being firstest with the mostest. Get to the story fast, report it incredibly quickly. And then it turns out that much of the reporting ends up being false. And then in retrospect, it has done significant damage. This is true with a lot of the reporting about, say, COVID or Black Lives Matter. One of the signal examples of this is now being exposed for all the world to see. If you remember all the way back to 2006, this is 18 years ago, so a lot of my listeners or younger people don't remember this case. This case, the Duke LaCrosse rape case, was actually the inciting event for a wide variety of movements that would come into full flower over the course of the subsequent 10 years, particularly over the course of the Obama era. The Duke LaCrosse case was an inciting incident for things like Black Lives Matter, this idea that black people in America had a boot on their throat from a justice system that did not care about it, that white privileged people were beating up on underprivileged black people. This was the source of an enormous amount of the Me Too movement, this idea that a stripper who accused a series of rich white Duke lacrosse players of having sexually assaulted her, that she had not been given a fair shake, the sort of believe all women movement. This is one of the biggest cases in American criminal justice history, specifically because of all of its ripple effect. Well, now, the stripper at the center of that case, a woman named Crystal Mangum, is admitting that she lied back in 2006. She had never publicly admitted that she fabricated the rape allegation before the revelation now, which again is 18 years after the original allegations. There are three men who are actually arrested and then put on trial briefly before the case was dismissed. Their names were David Evans, Colin Finnerty, and Reed Seligman. Well, this woman obviously had tons of holes in her story, huge problems with her story. So her original allegation was that she had been performing at a teen party off campus in March of 2006, and that she had then been sexually assaulted, raped by a series of white Duke lacrosse players. And it turns out that the facts were not there for any of this. She was indeed at this party, but apparently she engaged in none of her sort of career activity, shall we say, because she was apparently high on drugs or on alcohol or on prescription medications, and she ended up leaving early. And then these accusations were filed. And there are many problems with this story. One was that there was no DNA on her. She had claimed that she'd been raped by a bunch of men, none of whom used protection. And there was no DNA on her. Other problems included the fact that she could not identify any of the Duke lacrosse players except for one in a photo array, and that one ended up not having been there. So there are tons of problems with this entire process, but that did not stop everyone in elite media, everyone on the university campuses from jumping to conclusions. The district attorney from Durham County, a man named Mike Nifong, said in a March 2006 interview with CBS News, quote, "There's no doubt a sexual assault took place and that the assault was racially motivated." Here was Mike Nifong, the Durham County District Attorney, back in 2006.
"I am not going to allow Durham's view in the mind of the world to be a bunch of lacrosse players from Duke raping a black girl in Durham.
Nifong obviously had other political motivations. He wanted to possibly run for higher office at some point. At this time, Nifong said, quote, the circumstances of the rape indicated a deep racial motivation for some of the things that were done. It makes it a crime that is by nature one of the most offensive and invasive, even more so. So he said this wasn't just a rape. It was, in fact, a racist rape. The former Duke University president, a person named Richard Broadhead, actually took immediate action against the team following just the allegations. He accepted the resignation of the men's lacrosse coach, a man named Mike Pressler. He canceled the remainder of their season. He suspended the three players from school after they were indicted for rape, according to the New York Post, despite having asked the public not to prejudge the criminal case. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, football season is heating up. PrizePicks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, PrizePicks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection. You could win up to 100 times your money. Producer Jake is constantly raving about PrizePicks and how easy it is to use. Every Monday, he comes into the office telling me about his picks from Football Sunday. Let me tell you, he's been making some pretty impressive picks. It brings him a lot of money, and that makes me fear that eventually he's just going to professionally do this, and then he won't work for us anymore. PrizePicks even created the Flex Play. It allows you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download that PrizePicks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on PrizePicks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Again, that's PrizePicks app, and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Eventually, this case was dismissed. David Evans, one of the players, stridently denied the allegations at the time. Here he was.
I'm absolutely innocent of all the charges that have been brought against me today. That Reed Seligman and Colin Fairney are innocent of all the charges that were brought against them. These allegations are lies.
Now, again, that did not stop the New York Times from running 100 pieces about the Duke lacrosse allegations. Many of them were think pieces about the deep embedded nature of American racism and sexism. A tremendous number of Duke faculty actually paid for an ad that was put in the Duke Chronicle talking about this particular case. The following departments at Duke University signed on to this paid advertisement: the African and African American Studies Department, Romance Studies, Psychology, Social and Health Sciences, Franklin Humanities Institute, Critical U.S. Studies, Art, Art History, Visual Studies, Classical Studies, Asian and African Languages and Literature, Women's Studies, Latina Studies, Latin American and Caribbean Studies, Medieval and Renaissance Studies, European Studies, Center for Democracy Studies. Almost 100 professors at Duke University signed on to this statement. What did the statement say? Quote, we are listening to our students. We're also listening to the Durham community, to Duke staff, and to each other. Regardless of the results of the police investigation, what is apparent every day now is the anger and fear of many students who know themselves to be objects of racism and sexism, who see illuminated in this moment's extraordinary spotlight what they live with every day. They know it isn't just Duke, it isn't everybody, and it isn't individuals making this disaster. But it is a disaster, nonetheless. These students are shouting and whispering about what happened to this young woman and to themselves. We want the absence of terror, but we don't really know what that means. We can't think. That's why we're so silent. We can't think about what on the other side of this. Terror robs you of language, and you need language for healing to begin. This is not a different experience for us here at Duke University. We go to class with racist classmates. We go to gym with people who are racist. It's part of the experience. If it turns out these students are guilty, I want them expelled. But their expulsion will only bring resolution to this case and not the bigger problem. This is much bigger than them, and throwing them out will not solve the problem. I want the administration to acknowledge what is going on and how bad it is. Everything seems up for grabs. These are all quotes from anonymous students. Everything seems up for grabs. I'm only comfortable talking about this event in my room with close friends. I'm actually afraid to even bring it up in public. But worse, I wonder now about everything. If something like this happens to me, what would be used against me? My clothing? Where I was? Final quote. I was talking to a white woman student who was asking me, quote, why do people, and she meant black people, make race such a big issue? They don't see race. They just don't see it. Again, you can see here the seabed for the entire DEI woke movement that would reach its full flower in 2020 with the Black Lives Matter riots. The staff at Duke University took out this ad. They put out this ad, again, signed by dozens and dozens and dozens of members of the faculty, I'm sure many of whom are still working at Duke University. The ad says, what does a social disaster sound like? Students know that disaster didn't begin on March 13th and won't end with what the police say or the court decides. It doesn't matter what the truth is. Like all disasters, this one has a history. And what lies beneath what we're hearing from our students are questions about the future. This ad printed in the most easily seen venue on campus is just one way for us to say that we're hearing what our students are saying. We are turning up the volume in a moment when some of the most vulnerable among us are being asked to quiet down while we wait. To the students speaking individually and to the protesters making collective noise, thank you for not waiting and for making yourselves heard. Again, you can see the seedbed here. And it turns out it was all lies. It was all lies, beginning to end. Eventually, the North Carolina Attorney General, Roy Cooper, would announce that the charges had, in fact, been dropped. Roy Cooper would go on to become the governor of the state of North Carolina.
Our attorneys and FBI agents have interviewed numerous people who were at the party, DNA and other experts, the Durham County District Attorney, Durham police officers, defense attorneys, and the accusing witness on several occasions. We have reviewed statements given over the year, photographs, records, and other evidence. The result of our review and investigation shows clearly that there is insufficient evidence to proceed on any of the charges. Today, we are filing notices of dismissal for all charges against Reed Seligman, Colin Finnerty, and David Evans. The result is that these cases are over, and no more criminal proceedings will occur.
The problem is, where do you go to get your life back? Philip Seligman, who is the father of one of the Duke lacrosse students, spoke about this, spoke about what happens when false allegations are lodged and they become national news stories. And again, this is the way the left-wing media run with pretty much every allegation now. Here is Philip Seligman talking about this, about his son Reed, who's falsely accused.
If you had a chance to say something to Mr. Nifon today, what would it be?
For what he did and the fraud which he perpetuated for nearly a year, was it all that important to be the district attorney of Durham, North Carolina, to throw three kids to the wolves? Ruin their lives, ruin their families' lives, all for what? For what? I'll never understand. Never understand.
Nifong himself ended up being disbarred for making false statements and for hiding evidence from the defense. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, football season is heating up. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection. You could win up to 100 times your money. Producer Jake is constantly raving about Prize Picks and how easy it is to use. Every Monday, he comes into the office telling me about his picks from Football Sunday. Let me tell you, he's been making some pretty impressive picks. It brings him a lot of money, and that makes me fear that eventually he's just going to professionally do this, and then he won't work for us anymore. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play. It allows you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Again, that's Prize Picks app and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Already coming up, the president of Duke University would later come out and issue an apology for all of this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the president of Duke University would later come out and issue an apology for his involvement in all of this. The president of Duke University, who again had involved himself in the hamstringing of these players, in the rounding up of these players, in the targeting of these players, he would later come out and offer an apology.
First and foremost, I regret our failure to reach out to the lacrosse players and their families in a time of extraordinary peril. Given the complexities of this case, getting the communication right would never have been easy. But the fact is that we did not get it right, causing the families to feel abandoned when they were most in need of support. This was a mistake. I take responsibility for it, and I apologize for it.
But here's the thing. What was the fallout from this case? Was the fallout a lesson learned about people making false allegations? Of course not. Was the fallout about the rush to judgment by a media deeply desperate for a race case that they could actually magnify? Of course not, because we've had dozens of those since then. The actual fallout in terms of policy was that in 2011, the Obama administration changed Title IX regulations that basically made it so that you could not actually defend yourself against a sexual harassment or sexual assault allegation on campus. In 2011, the Obama administration had outlined guidelines for schools on how to handle sexual assault allegations in a Dear Colleague letter. This is from CNN. The letter reminded schools of their legal obligations to address sexual violence amid concerns schools were not taking the issue seriously enough and called on schools to step up investigations of reports. It also provided guidelines for investigations and hearings. And it gave the actual accused no due process. It made it so that you didn't actually have a right to face down the person who was accusing you. Right, that was the actual legal implication that was drawn from the false allegations of the Duke lacrosse case. And again, this would repeat itself later with similar allegations that were made about the University of Virginia frat members in 2014 accused by Rolling Stone of engaging in gang rape. And it turns out that that was completely false as well. But that didn't stop the momentum of the Me Too movement. See, false allegations are unfortunately the lifeblood of movements that require gas when there is no gas in the tank. So as I say, yesterday, why is this in the news? Because yesterday, the accuser in that Duke lacrosse case, who again is serving time for murder right now, and who has serious mental health problems, she came out, Crystal Mangum, and finally admitted nearly 20 years later that it was all made up and it was all a lie.
And I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. And made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
Again, the fact that it was false and everyone knew it was false at the time, and yet it led to another string of these sorts of cases, ranging from, yes, the University of Virginia false rape allegations to the false allegations regarding Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri, which led to riots in 2014, to the case of George Floyd, which is, in fact, a false case, this idea that Derek Chauvin, in racist fashion, attempted to murder George Floyd, to the Daniel Penny case. It stretches forward. Well, you see this in pretty much every aspect of how the news media covers stories. So to take another example that's seemingly unrelated, this case of the United Healthcare CEO shooter. So this person, it now turns out, Luigi Mangione, 26 years old. The original allegation was that this person had had an unsuccessful back surgery and maybe was covered by United Healthcare and got denied. Turns out this person never had United Healthcare coverage. It also turns out that this person may have had successful back surgery, according to his social media posts. At this time, it was not about pain in his back. He'd had a successful surgery. Now, the story may turn out that the person got high on psychedelics and it screwed with his brain. We still don't know the full story. But what has this spurred? It has spurred a broader conversation about the healthcare system. The way that the mainstream media work, their way of deciding whether something is a national story or not, is not based on the truth or falsity of the statements or the good or bad action of the people in question. They have a preset narrative, and then they look for a hook for that narrative. And that is how you end up spinning movements up out of nothing, out of a lack of evidence. That, by the way, is precisely how, for example, Russiagate happened. If you recall, the so-called Steele dossier, this compendium of absolute sheer garbage nonsense that was put together by Fusion GPS at the behest of the Hillary Clinton campaign and then laundered through America's law enforcement mechanisms, that only became a national story and became public. Why? Because James Comey, then the head of the FBI, went to Donald Trump to present him with the allegations, and then that was used as a news hook by BuzzFeed in order to print the full Steele dossier, and that became the subject of a four-year investigation. So again, with regards to this United Healthcare CEO, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, for example, she's speaking the way that left-wingers speak when it comes to these questions. She says, sure, murder is never justified, but now we can finally have those crucial conversations about nationalizing American healthcare. Here's Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez effectively justifying murder, because after all, our healthcare system is so flawed that it's just predictable if people decide to go kill people.
It's really important that we take a step back. This is not to comment, and this is not to say that an act of violence is justified, but I think for anyone who is confused or shocked or appalled, they need to understand that people interpret and feel and experience denied claims as an act of violence against them. People go homeless over the financial devastation of a diagnosis that doesn't get addressed, or, you know, the amount that they're going to have to cover with a surprise bill and things like that. And when we kind of talk about how systems are violent in this country, in this passive way, our privatized healthcare system is like that for a huge amount of Americans.
Okay, first of all, it's psychotic to suggest that there's no denial of care in nationalized healthcare countries. That isn't true. These are very complex issues, as we've been discussing for the last several days. But that's not the point. The point is, she is using the murder of an innocent man, regardless of what you think about how he ran his business. This guy did not commit a criminal offense. You're talking about the murder on the street by a person who was a very upper class, very rich, white Ivy League graduate on the streets. You're using that as a lever to talk about the issue you want to talk about. This is the way the left wing uses issues like Duke Lacrosse. Already coming up, the conversation coming out of cases like Duke Lacrosse should have been about due process. But that's never the conversation. Why? Because the media dictate the conversation. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Mark.
www.ncu.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So when it comes to very spicy cases that come up and explode onto the national scene, the conversation that arises is rarely the proper conversation. It is always whatever the media want to talk about next. Again, the normal outcome of a Duke lacrosse case, when you have a person who is presumably psychotic, who commits a false rape allegation, the conversation should then be about due process. How is it carried out? Maybe we need to strengthen due process so we actually don't have cases like this again. That's never the conversation that takes place. It is always the preset narrative that takes place. And I think all of that is going to change. I think it's all going to change because I think that the American people are tired of this. They are tired of being told that left-wing priorities are always the priorities no matter what happens. That no matter what, the antecedent, the conclusion is the same. No matter what happens, we now have to have a conversation about what the left wants to have a conversation about. So if a left-winger shoots a right-winger, then the conversation is about how the left-winger is somehow victimized by the system. If a right-winger shoots a left-winger, then the conversation is about how right-wing ideas are wrong and terrible. If you have a false rape allegation, then the conversation is about why America is over-sexualized and why we need to take claims of rape more seriously if they are cross-racial. And if the rape allegation is true, then the conversation is exactly the same. Now, that is the lesson from what happened here. That for the media, individual victims don't matter whatsoever. They don't matter at all. The only thing that matters is the story. The only thing that matters is the narrative. I don't know what happened to these Duke lacrosse players. I know that some of them ended up going to different colleges. I don't know what they do now. But the bottom line is, for literally the rest of their life, they will be linked to that false allegation. And meanwhile, people who make false allegations, they go on to fame and fortune as well. Al Sharpton still has a show on MSNBC. He is visited by presidential candidates after leading the greatest race rape hoax of the latter half of the 20th century in the Tawana Brawley case. That dude is still a well-respected public figure who receives donations from Kamala Harris right before he interviews her on national TV. And that entire infrastructure needs to be destroyed. That entire media democratic human centipede needs to be destroyed full scale. And this is just another example of why. Okay, meanwhile, President Trump has been declared the Time Magazine Man of the Year. He's on the cover again. That, of course, makes perfect sense since he led the greatest political comeback literally of all time. If you lose a presidential race and then you are basically cast out into the nether regions and then you somehow make a comeback all the way back to the presidency, that's pretty incredible. The interview that he did with Time Magazine is kind of fascinating. Again, the thing to notice about how Donald Trump is actually approaching the issues is that he's being quite moderate about it. Donald Trump is not interested in promoting what the media would term an extremist agenda. He's interested in metrics of success. And so that means that much of what he says in this interview seems more moderate than many of the stuff, many of the things that his opponents are saying about him. So, for example, when it comes to immigration, he says the country is angry because of immigration, because of the people, you know, millions and millions of people. It could be 21 million people. They were saying a much less number, but it wasn't a much lesser number. Even if it was irrelevant because they were allowing anybody to come into our country. They are right now. They opened it up again. You see what's going on. They're coming. They're pouring up through Mexico and other places, and they weren't using common sense. And then later in the interview, he said, it doesn't stop the military if it's an invasion of our country, and I consider it an invasion of our country. We have criminals coming into our country that we've never seen. We've never seen before. We have people coming in at levels and at record numbers we've never seen before. I'll only do what the law allows. But I will go up to the maximum level of what the law allows. Okay, that does not sound particularly extremist to me. As far as family separations, he says, it wasn't my policy, it was Obama's policy. I didn't build jail cells for children, he did, which of course is true. And then asked about deportations, he said, well, I mean, if you're talking about family separations and you're talking about kids who could stay here and their families are going to be deported, I'd rather just keep the family together. He said, we have 325,000 children here during Democrats, but right now, slaves, sex slaves, dead, they were allowed. What he's talking about there is the fact that the Department of Homeland Security and ICE basically put children into the system, and now they don't know where the kids are. Many of those people are with family, but some of those people, we have no idea where they are. When it came to inflation, one of the things that he talked about is that the grocery prices, he's going to bring those down. He said, the left is trying to claim that he lied about inflation because he says that inflation is difficult to reduce. But he does say that that is his goal, is reducing inflation. He says energy prices were going through the roof, and now people just want to go back to Trump's policy. He says tax reductions are going to reduce inflation as well, because people will have more competition in the marketplace. Again, this interview with Time Magazine is fascinating mainly because of the moderation of the interview. He is taking a very pro-markets stance, for example. So President Trump says, for example, that he's going to lower the corporate tax rates if you build in the United States, which seems like a pretty sensible proposal.
We're going to do things, I think, that haven't been really done before. We're going to be cutting taxes still further. As you know, we got it down to 21%. We're going to bring it down even below that. You pay 21 if you don't build here, and meaning your product or whatever it is you're building. And if you do, we're going to try getting it down to 15%. But you have to build your product, make your product in the USA.
Yeah, again, this seems fairly commonsensical. Right now, Donald Trump is enjoying a polling honeymoon like he's never seen before in his entire political career. He's even seeing Democrats who are starting to come around to his side on some of these issues, particularly immigration. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, he says, listen, there are 500,000 migrant children in this country we cannot find.
We have 500,000 children who have sponsors in this country that we can't find. We can't find them. We don't know if they're doing child labor. We don't know if they're doing sex crimes. We don't know if they're being exploited. 500,000 children. There's a level of hypocrisy that everyone that states they want to protect everyone but innocent individuals who are victims of crimes and children. I want to support and protect children and innocent people that are victims of crime. And those who don't understand that, it's not up to me to try to convince them. I know what my job is, my goal is, and I was clear of that while running and when I became mayor. Safety means everything to me. 500,000 children, we don't know where they are right now in this country.
And meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to pursue an insane policy that is utterly disconnected from reality. So, for example, yesterday, Joe Biden launched the greatest wave of commutations in American history. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden is commuting the sentences of around 1,500 people while he considers more clemency actions before he leaves office, including possible preemptive pardons of officials who have clashed with President-elect Donald Trump. The White House said the commutations were for people who were released from prison and placed in home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. He pardoned 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes, but we're talking here about drug offenses, which means that they're now considering drug distribution a nonviolent crime, which is kind of an amazing thing. Some of the people who are having their sentences commuted are pretty controversial. I mean, you have people who are connected with terrorism, people who are convicted of connections with, for example, the Holy Land Foundation, a front group for Hamas. You are looking at, for example, people who have completely robbed, I mean, legitimately robbed entire municipalities of money, who are now being given commutations by the Biden administration. I don't even know what the logic here is. It makes zero sense at all why Joe Biden would do this. He, for example, has now commuted the sentence of the notorious Kids for Cash judge convicted of imprisoning juveniles for $2.1 million in kickbacks. This would be former Luzerne County Judge Michael Conahan. That was, again, among the 1,500 commutations. He had pled guilty to racketeering conspiracy charges for his role in the scheme. He was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison in 2011, and he was released to home confinement. So Biden is now commuting the rest of his sentence. Again, I don't know if Joe Biden's desire here is to actually destroy the entire credibility of the party that threw him out of office, but if not, he's doing an amazing job of it. Karine Jean-Pierre is cheering the fact that Biden has issued more commutations than anyone.
So today, President Biden announced that he is granting clemency to approximately 1,500 Americans, the largest act in a single day, who have demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation, as well as a strong commitment to making their communities safer. The president is commuting the sentences of 1,500 individuals who were placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic and who have successfully reintegrated into their families and communities. He's also pardoning 39 individuals who who were convicted of 9 nonviolent crimes. The president has issued more sentence commutations at this point in his presidency than any of his recent predecessors at the same point in their first terms.
I mean, what the hell is Joe Biden doing? Why is this supposed to be a good thing? Speaking of terrible things that Joe Biden is doing, a blockbuster story from Daily Wire. Apparently, Joe Biden has been racing to sell off parts of the border wall before they can be erected. Here's some of the report from our friends at the Daily Wire. You can see here trucks that are literally hauling away unused border wall materials. They're being hauled away from the Arizona border. You can actually see this happening. It's being taken north to a government auction site where bidding for an entire segment of wall starts at just $5. Again, the goal here is just to hamstring the Trump administration from coming in and completing the actual border wall. One Border Patrol agent estimates up to half a mile worth of wall is being transported every single day away from the wall. It's insane. You can see this border wall lined up along the road, just stacked up along the road. Unreal. What exactly is the logic here? I mean, the logic can only be to hamstring the Trump administration's efforts to actually, you know, build the wall. According to one Border Patrol agent, they're taking it from 3 stations, Nogales, Tucson, and 3 points. The goal is to move it all off the border before Christmas. The government contractor, DP Trucking LLC, is transporting the pieces of the wall north on Interstate 19 to Pinal Air Park in Mariana, Arizona, where it is being auctioned through Government Planet, a surplus government equipment auction marketplace. The agent said, quote, they just started taking all that wall that was not used, which is still totally good and usable, and they started taking it northbound. They're pulling it all off the border. Harold Lambeth, the owner of the trucking company, confirmed to the Daily Wire in a phone call his company is transporting the unused border wall sections north away from the construction sites. The auction website shows that sales occurred as recently as December 4th for precisely the types of material being pulled off the border. The bidding for each section of wall panels is set to begin at $5, according to the website. Representative Eli Crane, whose congressional district borders the Pinal Air Park where the material is being sold, said the Biden administration is purposefully hamstringing Trump before he takes office. He said they're well aware they shouldn't have reversed the construction of the border wall. If it's true, they're purposefully hamstringing an incoming president. It wouldn't be shocking. Why would they want to see President Trump succeed with policies they aggressively sabotage? An absolutely insane story. Trump is expected to use an executive order to unlock the funds to restart construction of the border wall pretty much immediately. So it appears that the Biden administration is actively attempting to prevent the building of the border wall as sort of a final FU to Donald Trump as he enters office. Absolutely unbelievable stuff, but just another indicator of how badly Joe Biden has screwed up the country. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Iran launched a massive barrage of nearly 200 ballistic missiles at the Holy Land. This isn't just another conflict in the Middle East. Israel and her people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides who seek her destruction. But there's hope. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, thousands of reservists, everyday Israeli citizens, have left their families to serve their country. Soldiers have been injured, and their families need our support. Your gift of $100 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. Here's what I need you to do right now. Go to BenForTheFellowship.org. That's BenForTheFellowship.org to make a gift today. In the face of these many threats, the fellowship's ongoing work providing security to Israelis has never been more important. Remember, that's BenForTheFellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Now is the moment to give. Never has there been, in recent memory, a more dangerous time for the state of Israel and for the people of Israel. Remember, BenForTheFellowship.org. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, Joe Biden's foreign policy continues to be just a trash heap. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Children.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Biden administration foreign policy continues to be absolutely horrific. It's awful. John Kirby, who is his national security spokesperson, he says, guys, you know what the thing is? We're handing over a better world to Donald Trump. That's weird because the world is getting better as soon as people know Trump is coming into office. Here is Kirby suggesting that we're handing over a great relationship with China.
We believe that as we get ready to turn over things to the Trump team, that we're turning over a U.S.-China relationship that is in better shape than the one we found it in. That doesn't mean that we don't have disagreements. We do, and we will, and I'm sure they will, too. But we're working hard on this relationship, and we'll do that right to the end.
Well, with that said, Donald Trump has invited Xi Jinping to the actual inauguration. Xi turned it down. It's an attempt, presumably, to get other world leaders to come and recognize that he is, in fact, the most powerful man on Earth. And again, the world is reshaping itself because Donald Trump is coming. So, for example, the chief of NATO, he is now saying something that is obviously true, which is that Europe needs to start taking the lead on its own continent. Here, for example, is the NATO chief, Mark Rutte, saying, you know, it's about time for us to shift to a wartime mindset. You mean now it's time? Where have you been the last, you know, couple of decades, my friend?
We are not ready for what is coming our way in 4 to 5 years. Danger is moving towards us at full speed. We must not look the other way. We must face it. What is happening in Ukraine could happen here too. And regardless of the outcome of this war, we will not be safe in the future unless we are prepared to deal with danger. We can do that. We can prevent the next big war on NATO territory and preserve our way of life. This requires us all to be faster and fiercer. It is time to shift to a wartime mindset and turbocharge our defense production and defense spending.
Again, why exactly is that happening? The answer is pretty obvious. It's because Donald Trump is coming into office. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, the outlines of President-elect Donald Trump's initial efforts to end the war in Ukraine last week are starting to emerge for the first time. The main takeaway, Europe would have to shoulder most of the burden of supporting Kyiv with troops to oversee a ceasefire and weapons to deter Russia. At a meeting in Paris on December 7th, Trump told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron he doesn't support Ukrainian membership in NATO, but he wants to see a strong, well-armed Ukraine emerge from any cessation of fighting. That is the exact proper response Okay, all of this talk about Donald Trump is going to completely abandon Ukraine to Russian predations, that's not true. It was never true. He just says Europe should take a lead since, you know, this is happening in Europe. That is not a crazy statement at all. It is one thing for the United States to lend a helping hand to our allies. It is another thing for us to take the lead when our allies should be doing so. Trump said Europe should play the main role in defending and supporting Ukraine, and he wanted European troops present in Ukraine to monitor a ceasefire. He hasn't ruled out U.S. support for such an arrangement, even though no U.S. troops would be involved. That makes perfect sense, of course. And Europe is immediately responding as well they should. Okay, meanwhile, a piece of breaking news, courtesy of the Department of Justice. So there are two ways to read a report that was put out by the Department of Justice yesterday. This would be an Inspector General report from Michael Horowitz, who's done some interesting work before at the DOJ. There are two ways to read the report. It's all about FBI understanding and oversight with regard to January 6th. One way to read the report is the way that some people in the Twitterverse are reading the report, which is the idea that there were lots and lots of FBI, quote unquote, sources in the crowd. So a lot of this comes down to the definition of what a confidential human source is. Okay, a confidential human source is CHS, according to the Justice Department. That is a person believed to be providing useful and credible information to the FBI and whose identity, information, or relationship with the FBI warrants confidential handling. So the claim has been made by a lot of people on the right side of the aisle that January 6th was essentially a put-up job, that it was either entrapment or that there were people who were working with or for the FBI who were encouraging people to commit criminal activity. So this DOJ report says this, quote, while the FBI undertook significant efforts to identify domestic terrorism subjects who planned to travel to the Capital Region on January 6th and to prepare to support its law enforcement partners on January 6th if needed, we also determined the FBI did not take a step that could have helped the FBI and its law enforcement partners with their preparations in advance of January 6th. Specifically, the FBI did not canvass its field offices in advance of January 6th, 2021, to identify any intelligence, including CHS, that's confidential human source reporting, about potential threats to the January 6th electoral certification. Several FBI officials told the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, it is common practice for the FBI to ask field offices to canvass their sources for information in advance of a large event, such as the inauguration, Super Bowl, or other events with significant attendance, and to report that information to the requesting field office. FBI Deputy Director Paul Abadi, who was the Associate Deputy Director at the time, described the lack of a canvass prior to January 6th as a basic step that was missed, and told the OIG he would have expected a formal canvassing of sources to have occurred through the issue of an intelligence collection product, because it would have been the most thorough approach to understanding the threat picture prior to January 6th. So, in other words, the FBI did not go to its field offices and ask them to canvass their confidential human sources, people who, say, were members of the crowd on January 6th, or were going to be, about what they thought was going to happen on January 6th. At the same time, quote, we found no evidence in the materials reviewed or the testimony we received showing or suggesting the FBI had undercover employees in the various protest crowds or at the Capitol on January 6th. And so that's been the accusations, that you actually had members of the FBI, like hired members of the FBI, in the crowd, spurring people to go into the Capitol. The OIG says we have no evidence of that. We reviewed the documented CHS reporting the FBI had prior to the riot and breach of the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. We determined that three confidential human sources had been tasked by FBI field officials in the days leading up to the January 6th electoral certification with the required approval of the WFO to travel to D.C. for the events of January 6th to report on domestic terrorism subjects who were possibly attending the event. So they had people who were effectively informers in the crowd, who they had told, at least three of them, to go there and monitor people who were in the crowd. Specifically, one FBI field office tasked a confidential human source to travel to D.C. to report on the activities of a predicated domestic terrorism subject who was separately planning to travel to D.C. for the January 6th electoral certification. A second FBI field office tasked a confidential human source to travel to D.C. to potentially report on two domestic terrorism subjects from another FBI field office who were planning to travel to D.C. for the events of January 6th, and a third confidential human source who had informed their handling agent that they intended to travel to D.C. on their own initiative for the events of January 6th was similarly tasked by their field office to potentially report on two domestic terrorism subjects. Our review concluded none of these three FBI confidential human sources were authorized to enter the Capitol or restricted area or to otherwise break the law on January 6th, nor was any CHS directed by the FBI to encourage others to commit illegal acts on January 6th. The evidence is still lacking. These confidential human sources were apparently getting people to go into the Capitol. This is why Ray Epps has come up so much, right? Ray Epps was suspected by many people of being a confidential human source working with the FBI, which they say is the reason he wasn't prosecuted. Now, he says he was not a confidential human source. People say that he wasn't a member of the FBI. And I'm just giving you what we know from the report. You can draw your own conclusions. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Texas has sued a New York doctor. Also, there is certainly the Consumer Bankers Association and other banks are taking legal action against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Correspondent Mike Hemperin reports on this story.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a rule that limits overdraft fees banks can charge. The rule, set to take effect in October, is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees consumers incur on a daily basis. Banks argue that without overdraft protection, desperate consumers will instead lean on worse, unregulated services to ease their crunch. They claim that CPFB is exceeding its regulatory authority with the new rule. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at townhall.com, there was an emergency landing in New York after a departing jet struck a bird. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
It happened Thursday night as an American Airlines jet leaving LaGuardia Airport hit a bird on takeoff, which disabled one of the engines. The pilot of the Airbus A321 declared an emergency and was instructed to land at New York's Kennedy Airport. The jet was able to taxi on its own to the terminal for an inspection. But the nearly 200 passengers and crew who were expecting to arrive in Charlotte, North Carolina, were told the flight couldn't leave until the morning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The military has brought an American who was imprisoned in Syria for 7 months out of the country. That's according to two U.S. officials who said Travis Timmerman has been flown to Jordan on a U.S. military helicopter. The 29-year-old Timmerman told the Associated Press earlier today he had gone to Syria on a Christian pilgrimage and was not ill-treated while there. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet, America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
President Emmanuel Macron has named his new prime minister after a historic parliamentary vote ousted the previous government last week. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Deladesma, reporting from London.
François Bayrou, who's 73, is a crucial partner in Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, as well as a well-known figure in French politics for decades. His political experience is seen as key in efforts to restore stability, as no single party holds a majority at the National Assembly in Paris. Bayrou was recently cleared in a case relating to embezzlement of European Parliament funds. Former Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned last week following a no-confidence vote prompted by budget disputes in the National Assembly, leaving France without a functioning government. I'm Charles Deladesma.
You'll find breaking news and analysis, more stories, more headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Stocks end on a mostly down week, mixed with the Dow, down while the NASDAQ rose and the S&P 500 was largely unchanged. With a review of the day's activities, it's correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street at the end of a rare bumpy week. The S&P 500 was little changed Friday. The benchmark index reached its latest in a string of records a week ago. The S&P lost ground for the week following 3 weeks of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 86 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Broadcom surged 24%. The semiconductor company beat Wall Street's profit targets and gave a glowing forecast highlighting its artificial intelligence products. RRH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, surged after raising its revenue forecast. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Log on to townhall.com for more of these stories, news, analysis, and headlines. Townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Folks, one of the things that's sort of amazing about the industry that I inhabit, the news industry, the news commentary industry, is that so many stories that have an outsized national impact turn out to be completely the other way upon further review. And one of the sort of incentive structures for the news business is being firstest with the mostest. Get to the story fast, report it incredibly quickly. And then it turns out that much of the reporting ends up being false. And then in retrospect, it has done significant damage. This is true with a lot of the reporting about, say, COVID or Black Lives Matter. One of the signal examples of this is now being exposed for all the world to see. If you remember, all the way back to 2006, this is 18 years ago, so a lot of my listeners or younger people don't remember this case. This case, the Duke LaCrosse rape case, was actually the inciting event for a wide variety of movements that would come into full flower over the course of the subsequent 10 years, particularly over the course of the Obama era. The Duke LaCrosse case was an inciting incident for things like Black Lives Matter, this idea that black people in America had a boot on their throat from a justice system that did not care about it, that white privileged people were beating up on underprivileged black people. This was the source of an enormous amount of the Me Too movement, this idea that a stripper who accused a series of rich white Duke LaCrosse players of having sexually assaulted her, that she had not been given a fair shake, the sort of believe all women movement. This is one of the biggest cases in American criminal justice history, specifically because of all this ripple effect. Well, now, the stripper at the center of that case, a woman named Crystal Mangum, is admitting that she lied back in 2006. She had never publicly admitted that she fabricated the rape allegation before the revelation now, which again is 18 years after the original allegations. There were three men who were actually arrested and then put on trial briefly before the case was dismissed. Their names were David Evans, Colin Finnerty, and Reed Seligman. Well, this woman obviously had tons of holes in her story, huge problems with her story. So her original allegation was that she had been performing at a teen party off campus in March of 2006, and that she had then been sexually assaulted, raped by a series of white Duke LaCrosse players. And it turns out that the facts were not there for any of this. She was indeed at this party, but apparently she engaged in none of her sort of career activity, shall we say, because she was apparently high on drugs or on alcohol or on prescription medications, and she ended up leaving early. And then these accusations were filed. And there are many problems with this story. One was that there was no DNA on her. She had claimed that she'd been raped by a bunch of men, none of whom used protection. And there was no DNA on her. Other problems included the fact that she could not identify any of the Duke LaCrosse players except for one in a photo array, and that one ended up not having been there. So there are tons of problems with this entire process, but that did not stop everyone in elite media, everyone on the university campuses from jumping to conclusions. The attorney, the district attorney from Durham County, a man named Mike Nifong, said in a March 2006 interview with CBS News, quote, "There's no doubt a sexual assault took place. and that the assault was racially motivated. Here was Mike Nifong, the Durham County District Attorney, back in 2006.
I am not going to allow Durham's view in the mind of the world to be a bunch of lacrosse players from Duke raping a black girl in Durham.
Nifong obviously had other political motivations. He wanted to possibly run for higher office at some point. At this time, Nifong said, quote, the circumstances of the rape indicated a deep racial motivation for some of the things that were done. It makes it a crime that is by nature one of the most offensive and invasive, even more so. So he said this wasn't just a rape. It was, in fact, a racist rape. The former Duke University president, a person named Richard Broadhead, actually took immediate action against the team following just the allegations. He accepted the resignation of the men's lacrosse coach, a man named Mike Pressler. He canceled the remainder of their season. He suspended the three players from school after they were indicted for rape, according to the New York Post, despite having asked the public not to prejudge the criminal case. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, football season is heating up. PrizePicks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, PrizePicks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, you could win up to 100 times your money. Producer Jake is constantly raving about PrizePicks and how easy it is to use. Every Monday, he comes into the office telling me about his picks from Football Sunday. Let me tell you, he's been making some pretty impressive picks. It brings him a lot of money, and that makes me fear that eventually he's just going to professionally do this, and then he won't work for us anymore. PrizePicks even created the Flex Play. It allows you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download that PrizePicks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on PrizePicks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Again, that's PrizePicks app, and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Eventually, this case was dismissed. David Evans, one of the players, stridently denied the allegations at the time. Here he was.
I'm absolutely innocent of all the charges that have been brought against me today. That Reed Seligman and Colin Fairney are innocent of all the charges that were brought against them. These allegations are lies.
Now, again, that did not stop the New York Times from running 100 pieces about the Duke lacrosse allegations. Many of them were think pieces about the deep embedded nature of American racism and sexism. A tremendous number of Duke faculty actually paid for an ad that was put in the Duke Chronicle talking about this particular case. The following departments at Duke University signed on to this paid advertisement: the African and African American Studies Department, Romance Studies, Psychology, Social and Health Sciences, Franklin Humanities Institute, Critical U.S. Studies, Art, Art History, Visual Studies, Classical Studies, Asian and African Languages and Literature, Women's Studies, Latina Studies, Latin American and Caribbean Studies, Medieval and Renaissance Studies, European Studies, Center for Democracy Studies. Almost 100 professors at Duke University signed on to this statement. What did the statement say? Quote, we are listening to our students. We're also listening to the Durham community, to Duke staff, and to each other. Regardless of the results of the police investigation, what is apparent every day now is the anger and fear of many students who know themselves to be objects of racism and sexism, who see illuminated in this moment's extraordinary spotlight what they live with every day. They know it isn't just Duke, it isn't everybody, and it isn't individuals making this disaster. But it is a disaster, nonetheless. These students are shouting and whispering about what happened to this young woman and to themselves. We want the absence of terror, but we don't really know what that means. We can't think. That's why we're so silent. We can't think about what on the other side of this. Terror robs you of language, and you need language for healing to begin. This is not a different experience for us here at Duke University. We go to class with racist classmates. We go to gym with people who are racist. It's part of the experience. If it turns out these students are guilty, I want them expelled. But their expulsion will only bring resolution to this case and not the bigger problem. This is much bigger than them, and throwing them out will not solve the problem. I want the administration to acknowledge what is going on and how bad it is. Everything seems up for grabs. These are all quotes from anonymous students. Everything seems up for grabs. I'm only comfortable talking about this event in my room with close friends. I'm actually afraid to even bring it up in public. But worse, I wonder now about everything. If something like this happens to me, what would be used against me? My clothing? Where I was? Final quote. I was talking to a white woman student who was asking me, quote, why do people, and she meant black people, make race such a big issue? They don't see race. They just don't see it. Again, you can see here the seedbed for the entire DEI woke movement that would reach its full flower in 2020 with the Black Lives Matter riots. The staff at Duke University took out this ad. They put out this ad, again, signed by dozens and dozens and dozens of members of the faculty, I'm sure many of whom are still working at Duke University. The ad says, what does a social disaster sound like? Students know that disaster didn't begin on March 13th and won't end with what the police say or the court decides. It doesn't matter what the truth is. Like all disasters, this one has a history. And what lies beneath what we're hearing from our students are questions about the future. This ad printed in the most easily seen venue on campus is just one way for us to say that we're hearing what our students are saying. We are turning up the volume in a moment when some of the most vulnerable among us are being asked to quiet down while we wait. To the students speaking individually and to the protesters making collective noise, thank you for not waiting and for making yourselves heard. Again, you can see the seedbed here. And it turns out it was all lies. It was all lies, beginning to end. Eventually, the North Carolina Attorney General, Roy Cooper, would announce that the charges had, in fact, been dropped. Roy Cooper would go on to become the governor of the state of North Carolina.
Our attorneys and FBI agents have interviewed numerous people who were at the party, DNA and other experts, the Durham County District Attorney, Durham police officers, defense attorneys, and the accusing witness on several occasions. We have reviewed statements given over the year, photographs, records, and other evidence. The result of our review and investigation shows clearly that there is insufficient evidence to proceed on any of the charges. Today, we are filing notices of dismissal for all charges against Reed Seligman, Colin Finnerty, and David Evans. The result is that these cases are over, and no more criminal proceedings will occur.
The problem is, where do you go to get your life back? Philip Seligman, who is the father of one of the Duke lacrosse students, spoke about this, spoke about what happens when false allegations are lodged and they become national news stories. And again, this is the way the left-wing media run with pretty much every allegation now. Here is Philip Seligman talking about this, about his son Reed, who was falsely accused.
If you had a chance to say something to Mr. Nifong today, what would it be?
What he did and the fraud which he perpetuated for nearly a year, was it all that important to be the district attorney of Durham, North Carolina, to throw three kids to the wolves? Ruin their lives, ruin their families' lives, all for what? For what? I'll never understand. Never understand.
Nifong himself ended up being disbarred for making false statements and for hiding evidence from the defense. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, football season is heating up. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection. You could win up to 100 times your money. Producer Jake is constantly raving about Prize Picks and how easy it is to use. Every Monday, he comes into the office telling me about his picks from Football Sunday. Let me tell you, he's been making some pretty impressive picks. It brings him a lot of money, and that makes me fear that eventually he's just going to professionally do this, and then he won't work for us anymore. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play. It allows you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. You must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Again, that's Prize Picks app and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Already coming up, the president of Duke University would later come out and issue an apology for all of this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the president of Duke University would later come out and issue an apology for his involvement in all of this. The president of Duke University, who again had involved himself in the hamstringing of these players, in the rounding up of these players, in the targeting of these players, he would later come out and offer an apology.
First and foremost, I regret our failure to reach out to the lacrosse players and their families in a time of extraordinary peril. Given the complexities of this case, getting the communication right would never have been easy. But the fact is that we did not get it right, causing the families to feel abandoned when they were most in need of support. This was a mistake. I take responsibility for it, and I apologize for it.
But here's the thing. What was the fallout from this case? Was the fallout a lesson learned about people making false allegations? Of course not. Was the fallout about the rush to judgment by a media deeply desperate for a race case that they could actually magnify? Of course not, because we've had dozens of those since then. The actual fallout, in terms of policy, was that in 2011, the Obama administration changed Title IX regulations that basically made it so that you could not actually defend yourself against a sexual harassment or sexual assault allegation on campus. In 2011, the Obama administration had outlined guidelines for schools on how to handle sexual assault allegations in a Dear Colleague letter. This is from CNN. The letter reminded schools of their legal obligations to address sexual violence amid concerns schools were not taking the issue seriously enough and called on schools to step up investigations of reports. It also provided guidelines for investigations and hearings. And it gave the actual accused no due process. It made it so that you didn't actually have a right to face down the person who was accusing you. Right? That was the actual legal implication that was drawn from the false allegations of the Duke lacrosse case. And again, this would repeat itself later with similar allegations that were made about the University of Virginia frat members in 2014 accused by Rolling Stone of engaging in gang rape. And it turns out that that was completely false as well. But that didn't stop the momentum of the Me Too movement. See, false allegations are unfortunately the lifeblood of movements that require gas when there is no gas in the tank. So as I say, yesterday, why is this in the news? Because yesterday, the accuser in that Duke LaCrosse case, who again is serving time for murder right now, and who has serious mental health problems, she came out, Crystal Mangum, and finally admitted nearly 20 years later that it was all made up and it was all a lie.
And I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. And made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
Again, the fact that it was false and everyone knew it was false at the time, and yet it led to another string of these sorts of cases, ranging from, yes, the University of Virginia false rape allegations to the false allegations regarding Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri, which led to riots in 2014, to the case of George Floyd, which is, in fact, a false case, this idea that Derek Chauvin, in racist fashion, attempted to murder George Floyd, to the Daniel Penny case. It stretches forward. By the way, you see this in pretty much every aspect of how the news media covers stories. So to take another example that's seemingly unrelated, this case of the United Healthcare CEO shooter. So this person, it now turns out, Luigi Mangione, 26 years old. The original allegation was that this person had had an unsuccessful back surgery and maybe was covered by United Healthcare and got denied. Turns out this person never had United Healthcare coverage. It also turns out that this person may have had successful back surgery. According to his social media posts, at this time, it was not about pain in his back. He'd had a successful surgery. Now, the story may turn out that the person got high on psychedelics and it screwed with his brain. We still don't know the full story. But what has this spurred? It has spurred a broader conversation about the healthcare system. The way that the mainstream media work, their way of deciding whether something is a national story or not, is not based on the truth or falsity of the statements or the good or bad action of the people in question. They have a preset narrative, and then they look for a hook for that narrative. And that is how you end up spinning movements up out of nothing, out of a lack of evidence. That, by the way, is precisely how, for example, Russiagate happened. If you recall, the so-called Steele dossier, this compendium of absolute sheer garbage nonsense that was put together by Fusion GPS at the behest of the Hillary Clinton campaign and then laundered through America's law enforcement mechanisms. That only became a national story and became public. Why? Because James Comey, then the head of the FBI, went to Donald Trump to present him with the allegations, and then that was used as a news hook by BuzzFeed in order to print the full Steele dossier, and that became the subject of a four-year investigation. So again, with regard to this United Healthcare CEO, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, for example, she's speaking the way that left-wingers speak when it comes to these questions. She says, sure, murder is never justified, but now we can finally have those crucial conversations about nationalizing American healthcare. Here's Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez effectively justifying murder, because after all, our healthcare system is so flawed that it's just predictable if people decide to go kill people.
It's really important that we take a step back. This is not to comment, and this is not to say that an act of violence is justified. But I think for anyone who is confused or shocked or appalled, they need to understand that people interpret and feel and experience denied claims as an act of violence against them. People go homeless over the financial devastation of a diagnosis that doesn't get addressed, or, you know, the amount that they're going to have to cover with a surprise bill and things like that. And when we kind of talk about how systems are violent in this country, in this passive way, our privatized healthcare system is like that for a huge amount of Americans.
Okay, first of all, it's psychotic to suggest that there's no denial of care in nationalized healthcare countries. That isn't true. These are very complex issues, as we've been discussing for the last several days. But that's not the point. The point is, she is using the murder of an innocent man, regardless of what you think about how he ran his business. This guy did not commit a criminal offense. You're talking about the murder on the street by a person who was a very upper class, very rich, white Ivy League graduate on the street. You're using that as a lever to talk about the issue you want to talk about. This is the way the left wing uses issues like Duke Lacrosse. Alrighty, coming up, the conversation coming out of cases like Duke Lacrosse should have been about due process. That's never the conversation. Why? Because the media dictate the conversation. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stop up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, when it comes to very spicy cases that come up and explode onto the national scene, the conversation that arises is rarely the proper conversation. It is always whatever the media want to talk about next. Again, the normal outcome of a Duke lacrosse case, when you have a person who is presumably psychotic, who commits a false rape allegation, the conversation should then be about due process. How is it carried out? Maybe we need to strengthen due process so we actually don't have cases like this again. That's never the conversation that takes place. It is always the preset narrative that takes place. And I think all of that is going to change. I think it's all going to change because I think that the American people are tired of this. They are tired of being told that left-wing priorities are always the priorities no matter what happens. That no matter what, the antecedent, the conclusion is the same. No matter what happens, we now have to have a conversation about what the left wants to have a conversation about. So if a left-winger shoots a right-winger, then the conversation is about how the left-winger is somehow victimized by the system. If a right-winger shoots a left-winger, then the conversation is about how right-wing ideas are wrong and terrible. If you have a false rape allegation, then the conversation is about why America is over-sexualized and why we need to take claims of rape more seriously if they are cross-racial. And if the rape allegation is true, then the conversation is exactly the same. Now, that is the lesson from what happened here. That for the media, individual victims don't matter whatsoever. They don't matter at all. The only thing that matters is the story. The only thing that matters is the narrative. I don't know what happened to these Duke lacrosse players. I know that some of them ended up going to different colleges. I don't know what they do now. But the bottom line is, for literally the rest of their life, they will be linked to that false allegation. And meanwhile, people who make false allegations, they go on to fame and fortune as well. Al Sharpton still has a show on MSNBC. He is visited by presidential candidates after leading the greatest race rape hoax of the latter half of the 20th century in the Tawana Brawley case. That dude is still a well-respected public figure who receives donations from Kamala Harris right before he interviews her on national TV. And that entire infrastructure needs to be destroyed. That entire media democratic human centipede needs to be destroyed full scale. And this is just another example of why. Okay, meanwhile, President Trump has been declared the Time Magazine Man of the Year. He's on the cover again. That, of course, makes perfect sense since he led the greatest political comeback literally of all time. If you lose a presidential race and then you are basically cast out into the nether regions and then you somehow make a comeback all the way back to the presidency, that's pretty incredible. The interview that he did with Time Magazine is kind of fascinating. Again, the thing to notice about how Donald Trump is actually approaching the issues is that he's being quite moderate about it. Donald Trump is not interested in promoting what the media would term an extremist agenda. He's interested in metrics of success. And so that means that much of what he says in this interview seems more moderate than many of the stuff, many of the things that his opponents are saying about him. So, for example, when it comes to immigration, he says the country is angry because of immigration, because of the people, you know, millions and millions of people. It could be 21 million people. They were saying a much less number, but it wasn't a much lesser number. Even if it was irrelevant because they were allowing anybody to come into our country. They are right now. They opened it up again. You see what's going on. They're coming. They're pouring up through Mexico and other places, and they weren't using common sense. And then later in the interview, he said, it doesn't stop the military if it's an invasion of our country, and I consider it an invasion of our country. We have criminals coming into our country that we've never seen. We've never seen before. We have people coming in at levels and at record numbers we've never seen before. I'll only do what the law allows. But I will go up to the maximum level of what the law allows. Okay, that does not sound particularly extremist to me. As far as family separations, he says, it wasn't my policy, it was Obama's policy. I didn't build jail cells for children, he did, which of course is true. And then asked about deportations. He said, well, I mean, if you're talking about family separations and you're talking about kids who could stay here and their families are going to be deported, I'd rather just keep the family together. He said, we have 325,000 children here during Democrats. But right now, slaves, sex slaves, dead, they were allowed. What he's talking about there is the fact that the Department of Homeland Security and ICE basically put children into the system, and now they don't know where the kids are. Many of those people are with family, but some of those people, we have no idea where they are. When it came to inflation, one of the things that he talked about is that the grocery prices, he's going to bring those down. He said, the left is trying to claim that he lied about inflation because he says that inflation is difficult to reduce. But he does say that that is his goal, is reducing inflation. He says energy prices were going through the roof, and now people just want to go back to Trump's policy. He says tax reductions are going to reduce inflation as well, because people will have more competition in the marketplace. Again, this interview with Time Magazine is fascinating mainly because of the moderation of the interview. He is taking a very pro-markets stance, for example. So President Trump says, for example, that he's going to lower the corporate tax rates if you build in the United States, which seems like a pretty sensible proposal.
We're going to do things, I think, that haven't been really done before. We're going to be cutting taxes still further. As you know, we got it down to 21%. We're going to bring it down even below that. You pay 21 if you don't build here, and meaning your product or whatever it is you're building. And if you do, we're going to try getting it down to 15%. But you have to build your product, make your product in the USA.
Okay. Again, this seems fairly commonsensical. Right now, Donald Trump is enjoying a polling honeymoon like he has never seen before in his entire political career. He's even seeing Democrats who are starting to come around to his side on some of these issues, particularly immigration. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, he says, listen, there are 500,000 migrant children in this country we cannot find.
We have 500,000 children who have sponsors in this country that we can't find. We can't find them. We don't know if they're doing child labor. We don't know if they're doing sex crimes. We don't know if they're being exploited. 500,000 children. There's a level of hypocrisy that everyone that states they want to protect everyone, but innocent individuals who are victims of crimes and children. I want to support and protect children and innocent people that are victims of crime. And those who don't understand that, it's not up to me to try to convince them. I know what my job is, my goal is, and I was clear of that while running and when I became mayor. Safety means everything to me. 500,000 children, we don't know where they are right now in this country.
And meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to pursue an insane policy that is utterly disconnected from reality. So, for example, yesterday, Joe Biden launched the greatest wave of commutations in American history. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden is commuting the sentences of around 1,500 people while he considers more clemency actions before he leaves office, including possible preemptive pardons of officials who have clashed with President-elect Donald Trump. The White House said the commutations were for people who were released from prison and placed in home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. He pardoned 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes, but we're talking here about drug offenses, which means that they are now considering drug distribution a nonviolent crime, which is kind of an amazing thing. Some of the people who are having their sentences commuted are pretty controversial. I mean, you have people who are connected with terrorism, people who are convicted of connections with, for example, the Holy Land Foundation, a front group for Hamas. You are looking at, for example, people who have completely robbed, I mean legitimately robbed, entire municipalities of money, who are now being given commutations by the Biden administration. I don't even know what the logic here is. It makes zero sense at all why Joe Biden would do this. He, for example, has now commuted the sentence of the notorious Kids for Cash judge convicted of imprisoning juveniles for $2.1 million in kickbacks. This would be former Luzerne County Judge Michael Conahan. That was, again, among the 1,500 commutations. He had pled guilty to racketeering conspiracy charges for his role in the scheme. He was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison in 2011, and he was released to home confinement. So Biden is now commuting the rest of his sentence. Again, I don't know if Joe Biden's desire here is to actually destroy the entire credibility of the party that threw him out of office, but if not, he's doing an amazing job of it. Karine Jean-Pierre is cheering the fact that Biden has issued more commutations than anyone.
So today, President Biden announced that he is granting clemency to approximately 1,500 Americans, the largest act in a single day. who have demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation, as well as a strong commitment to making their communities safer. The president is commuting the sentences of 1,500 individuals who were placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic and who have successfully reintegrated into their families and communities. He's also pardoning 39 individuals who were convicted of 9 nonviolent crimes. The president has issued more sentence commutations at this point in his presidency than any of his recent predecessors at the same point in their first terms.
I mean, what the hell is Joe Biden doing? Why is this supposed to be a good thing? Speaking of terrible things that Joe Biden is doing, a blockbuster story from Daily Wire. Apparently, Joe Biden has been racing to sell off parts of the border wall before they can be erected. Here's some of the report from our friends at the Daily Wire. You can see here trucks that are literally hauling away unused border wall materials. They're being hauled away from the Arizona border. You can actually see this happening. It's being taken north to a government auction site where bidding for an entire segment of wall starts at just $5. Again, the goal here is just to hamstring the Trump administration from coming in and completing the actual border wall. One Border Patrol agent estimates up to half a mile worth of wall is being transported every single day away from the wall. It's insane. You can see this border wall lined up along the road, just stacked up along the road. Unreal. What exactly is the logic here? I mean, the logic can only be to hamstring the Trump administration's efforts to actually, you know, build the wall. According to one Border Patrol agent, they're taking it from three stations, Nogales, Tucson, and Three Points. The goal is to move it all off the border before Christmas. The government contractor, DP Trucking LLC, is transporting the pieces of the wall north on Interstate 19 to Pinal Air Park in Marianna, Arizona, where it is being auctioned through Government Planet, a surplus government equipment auction marketplace. The agent said, quote, they just started taking all that wall that was not used, which is still totally good and usable, and they started taking it northbound. They're pulling it all off the border. Harold Lambeth, the owner of the trucking company, confirmed to the Daily Wire in a phone call his company is transporting the unused border wall sections north away from the construction sites. The auction website shows that sales occurred as recently as December 4th for precisely the types of material being pulled off the border. The bidding for each section of wall panels is set to begin at $5, according to the website. Representative Eli Crane, whose congressional district borders the Pinal Air Park where the material is being sold, said the Biden administration is purposefully hamstringing Trump before he takes office. He said they're well aware they shouldn't have reversed the construction of the border wall. If it's true, they're purposefully hamstringing an incoming president. It wouldn't be shocking. Why would they want to see President Trump succeed with policies they aggressively sabotage? An absolutely insane story. Trump is expected to use an executive order to unlock the funds to restart construction of the border wall pretty much immediately. So it appears that the Biden administration is actively attempting to prevent the building of the border wall as sort of a final FU to Donald Trump as he enters office. Absolutely unbelievable stuff, but just another indicator of how badly Joe Biden has screwed up the country. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Iran launched a massive barrage of nearly 200 ballistic missiles at the Holy Land. This isn't just another conflict in the Middle East. Israel and her people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides who seek her destruction. But there's hope. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, thousands of reservists, everyday Israeli citizens, have left their families to serve their country. Soldiers have been injured, and their families need our support. Your gift of $100 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. Here's what I need you to do right now. Go to benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org to make a gift today. In the face of these many threats, the fellowship's ongoing work providing security to Israelis has never been more important. Remember, that's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Now is the moment to give. Never has there been, in recent memory, a more dangerous time for the state of Israel and for the people of Israel. Remember, benforthefellowship.org. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, Joe Biden's foreign policy continues to be just a trash heap. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Children.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Biden administration foreign policy continues to be absolutely horrific. It's awful. John Kirby, who is his national security spokesperson, he says, guys, you know what the thing is? We're handing over a better world to Donald Trump. That's weird because the world is getting better as soon as people know Trump is coming into office. Here is Kirby suggesting that we're handing over a great relationship with China.
We believe that as we get ready to turn over things to the Trump team, that we're turning over. A U.S.-China relationship that is in better shape than the one we found it in. That doesn't mean that we don't have disagreements. We do, and we will, and I'm sure they will, too. But we're working hard on this relationship, and we'll do that right to the end.
Well, with that said, Donald Trump has invited Xi Jinping to the actual inauguration. Xi turned it down. It's an attempt, presumably, to get other world leaders to come and recognize that he is, in fact, the most powerful man on Earth. And again, the world is reshaping itself because Donald Trump is coming. So, for example, the chief of NATO, he is now saying something that is obviously true, which is that Europe needs to start taking the lead on its own continent. Here, for example, is the NATO chief, Mark Rutte, saying, you know, it's about time for us to shift to a wartime mindset. You mean now it's time? Where have you been the last, you know, couple of decades, my friend?
We are not ready for what is coming our way in 4 to 5 years. Danger is moving towards us at full speed. We must not look the other way. We must face it. What is happening in Ukraine could happen here too. And regardless of the outcome of this war, we will not be safe in the future unless we are prepared to deal with danger. We can do that. We can prevent the next big war on NATO territory and preserve our way of life. This requires us all to be faster and fiercer. It is time to shift to a wartime mindset and turbocharge our defense production and defense spending.
Again, why exactly is that happening? The answer is pretty obvious. It's because Donald Trump is coming into office. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, the outlines of President-elect Donald Trump's initial efforts to end the war in Ukraine last week are starting to emerge for the first time. The main takeaway, Europe would have to shoulder most of the burden of supporting Kyiv with troops to oversee a ceasefire and weapons to deter Russia. At a meeting in Paris on December 7th, Trump told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron he doesn't support Ukrainian membership in NATO, but he wants to see a strong, well-armed Ukraine emerge from any cessation of fighting. That is the exact proper response. Okay, all this talk about Donald Trump is going to completely abandon Ukraine to Russian predations, that's not true. It was never true. He just says Europe should take a lead since, you know, this is happening in Europe. That is not a crazy statement at all. It is one thing for the United States to lend a helping hand to our allies. It is another thing for us to take the lead when our allies should be doing so. Trump said Europe should play the main role in defending and supporting Ukraine, and he wanted European troops present in Ukraine to monitor a ceasefire. He hasn't ruled out U.S. support for such an arrangement, even though no U.S. troops would be involved. That makes perfect sense, of course. And Europe is immediately responding as well they should. Okay, meanwhile, a piece of breaking news, courtesy of the Department of Justice. So there are two ways to read a report that was put out by the Department of Justice yesterday. This would be an Inspector General report from Michael Horowitz, who's done some interesting work before at the DOJ. There are two ways to read the report. It's all about FBI understanding and oversight with regard to January 6th. One way to read the report is the way that some people in the Twitterverse are reading the report, which is the idea that there were lots and lots of FBI, quote unquote, sources in the crowd. So a lot of this comes down to the definition of what a confidential human source is. Okay, a confidential human source is CHS, according to the Justice Department. That is a person believed to be providing useful and credible information to the FBI and whose identity, information, or relationship with the FBI warrants confidential handling. So the claim has been made by a lot of people on the right side of the aisle that January 6th was essentially a put-up job, that it was either entrapment or that there were people who were working with or for the FBI who were encouraging people to commit criminal activity. So this DOJ report says this, quote, while the FBI undertook significant efforts to identify domestic terrorism subjects who planned to travel to the capital region on January 6th and to prepare to support its law enforcement partners on January 6th if needed, we also determined the FBI did not take a step that could have helped the FBI and its law enforcement partners with their preparations in advance of January 6th. Specifically, the FBI did not canvass its field offices in advance of January 6th, 2021, to identify any intelligence, including CHS, that's confidential human source reporting, about potential threats to the January 6th electoral certification. Several FBI officials told the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, it is common practice for the FBI to ask field offices to canvass their sources for information in advance of a large event, such as the inauguration, Super Bowl, or other events with significant attendance, and to report that information to the requesting field office. FBI Deputy Director Paul Abadie, who was the Associate Deputy Director at the time, described the lack of a canvass prior to January 6th as a basic step that was missed, and told the OIG he would have expected a formal canvassing of sources to have occurred through the issue of an intelligence collection product because it would have been the most thorough approach to understanding the threat picture prior to January 6th. So, in other words, the FBI did not go to its field offices and ask them to canvass their confidential human sources, people who, say, were members of the crowd on January 6th or were going to be, about what they thought was going to happen on January 6th. At the same time, quote, we found no evidence in the materials we reviewed or the testimony we received showing or suggesting the FBI had undercover employees in the various protest crowds or at the Capitol on January 6th. And so that's been the accusations, that you actually had members of the FBI, like hired members of the FBI, in the crowd, spurring people to go into the Capitol. The OIG says we have no evidence of that. We reviewed the documented CHS reporting the FBI had prior to the riot and breach of the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. We determined that three confidential human sources had been tasked by FBI field officials in the days leading up to the January 6th electoral certification with the required approval of the WFO to travel to D.C. for the events of January 6th to report on domestic terrorism subjects who are possibly attending the event. So they had people who were effectively informers in the crowd who they had told, at least three of them, to go there and monitor people who were in the crowd. Specifically, one FBI field office tasked a confidential human source to travel to D.C. to report on the activities of a predicated domestic terrorism subject who is separately planning to travel to D.C. for the January 6th electoral certification. A second FBI field office tasked a confidential human source to travel to D.C. to potentially report on two domestic terrorism subjects from another FBI field office who were planning to travel to D.C. for the events of January 6th. And a third confidential human source who had informed their handling agent that they intended to travel to D.C. on their own initiative for the events of January 6th was similarly tasked by their field office to potentially report on two domestic terrorism subjects. Our review concluded none of these three FBI confidential human sources were authorized to enter the Capitol or restricted area or to otherwise break the law on January 6th, nor was any CHS directed by the FBI to encourage others to commit illegal acts on January 6th. The evidence is still lacking. These confidential human sources were apparently getting people to go into the Capitol. This is why Ray Epps has come up so much, right? Ray Epps was suspected by many people of being a confidential human source working with the FBI which they say is the reason he wasn't prosecuted. Now, he says he was not a confidential human source. People say that he wasn't a member of the FBI. Again, I'm just giving you what we know from the report. You can draw your own conclusions. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare has become something of a folk hero, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that's wrong. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
In the days since Luigi Mangione was charged with murder for gunning down a top health insurance executive, more than 1,000 donations have poured into an online fundraiser for his legal defense, with messages supporting him and even celebrating the crime. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network condoning violence is abhorrent.
The value of life just seems to be diminished by so many people. It's important for us to push back. We can never allow that to become a norm.
Scalise says the liberal tendency to devalue life can be felt here. Mangione's support is seemingly intensified since his arrest on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Senate is pushing toward a vote on legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer began the process Thursday for a final vote on the bill, known as the Social Security Fairness Act. It would eliminate policies that currently limit Social Security payouts for roughly 2.8 million people. President Biden commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. More at townhall.com.
We need to be realistic about our December diet. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. Inevitably, we'll stuff treats, meats, dishes into our mouths, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But you should be taking Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you shouldn't skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. So one thing I'm going to get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies in capsule form. That's all it is. You're going to love it. Use my discount code, MikeG. Sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my discount code, MikeG. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code, MikeG. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 50% off plus free shipping.
President-elect Trump is offering his support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports.
Mr. Trump posted on social media that he met with union leaders and that any further automation of the ports would harm workers. He wrote that the, quote, amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress, hurt, and harm it causes for American workers. The International Longshoremen's Association has until January 15th to negotiate a new contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents ports and shipping companies.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the Maritime Alliance says the technology will improve worker safety and strengthen our supply chains, among other things. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hospitalized after she sustained an injury during an official engagement in Luxembourg. The woman is 84 years old. She is in Europe, marked the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. More at townhall.com. Alaska Airlines is painting a bright future.
Alaska Airlines says it will launch service from Seattle to Tokyo and Seoul next year.
as part of a plan to boost international flying in the next several years. The airline raised its fourth quarter profit outlook and publicized a plan to boost profit by $1 billion over 3 years. And Alaska Airlines is announcing a plan to spend $1 billion buying back its own stock. Share buybacks are often popular with investors because they make existing shares more valuable. John Scott reporting.
Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says Russia fired 93 cruise and ballistic missiles and almost 200 drones in Friday's bombardment. He says it is one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector since Russia's full-scale invasion almost 3 years ago. He says Ukrainian defenses shot down 81 missiles, including 11 cruise missiles that were intercepted by F-16 warplanes. You'll find more at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thanks for tuning into the Matt Walsh Show. Well, back in 2020, as we all recall and we'll never forget until the day we die, governments across the world forced citizens into their homes, closed our workplaces, our churches, our schools, everything, and invented arbitrarily a stifling series of rules and regulations to govern anyone who still dared to venture outside of their homes and gather around other human beings if they dared. They tried to muzzle our faces. They told us how many feet we're supposed to stay separated from each other. They did all of this out of some combination of panic and incompetence and, of course, premeditated malice and opportunism. I don't really need to recount the story. I realize we all lived through it and recently. But even as most of the insane anti-human, anti-freedom COVID policies have fallen away, somehow we are still living through that period perpetually. The vestiges of the COVID days remain. People retreated into their homes and out of society, and it would seem a certain large portion of those people never came out. They never returned. A writer named Matthew Stoller pointed to the problem in a tweet yesterday that got some attention. He said, I hear from right-wing small business owners that employees are just not showing up, and I also hear from left-wing professors that students are just not showing up. This dynamic got much worse during COVID. Something is very off. Church attendance is down. Crime is up. Labor force participation is down. Lifespans are down. Drug overdoses are up. I don't know what's going on, but it's not good. Now, the numbers bear out what he's talking about. The Wall Street Journal reports on just one aspect of this problem. Report this week says the Labor Department's November jobs report on Friday certainly didn't make the Federal Reserve's anti-inflation task any easier. Strong job and wage growth suggests demand for workers still exceeds the supply, and inflation is still too high. Notwithstanding reports of layoffs in Silicon Valley, plenty of businesses are hiring. The problem is they still can't find enough workers. It's not merely a result of more baby boomers retiring. Labor force participation among males ages 25 to 54 has slid to 88.4% from 89.3% before the pandemic. The decline is most pronounced among young men. Labor participation among males ages 20 to 24 has fallen 1.7 percentage points since January 2020 versus 0.5 for those ages 45 to 54. And if these sound like small percentage points, keep in mind we're talking about over the course of just a couple of years. And also keep in mind 1.7% of males ages 20 to 24, you know, the actual raw numbers here are very large. So the labor shortage is a real problem. It's not just among young men. This is a nationwide all demographics issue. And as a piece on Fortune.com says, reported last week, it's a problem that is probably here to stay, because whatever's driving it now, declining birth rates, mean that eventually there simply won't be enough young, able-bodied human beings left to fill all the jobs. And that's because the societal withdrawal that we're going through extends far beyond the labor market. People aren't just refusing to go and get jobs. They're also refusing to get married. They're refusing to have babies. They're refusing to start families. All the things that we talk about on this show all the time. This to go along with, yes, the drastically declining church attendance and religious affiliation. Everything seems to be on the decline except drug overdoses and suicides. Those are steadily climbing. So something is going on, yes. We are seeing a mass retreat, an epidemic of self-isolation, unlike anything that we've ever encountered before. Mass numbers of people have dropped out of society, not in the sense of like burning their driver's license and hiking into the Alaskan wilderness like Chris McCandless and into the wild. That's a much more respectable sort of dropping out. It's at least fully committed, so you can respect that. Our dropouts are different. They're not, you know, out hunting for game in the forest. They're in their homes or someone's home, maybe their parents, enjoying all the luxuries of modern society, watching TV, using their phones, scrolling the internet, ordering DoorDash, playing video games, yet they're not participating in society. They're living off of society. They are not contributing to it. That's the kind of dropout we're talking about. So why? Why is this happening? Now, I began by talking about the COVID shutdowns, and there is no question that they played an enormous role in bringing us to our current state. The shutdowns can be partially blamed for really everything that happens in our culture from here on out, because they were that kind of pivotal moment in our history. Everything is different now because of them. Nothing has been left untouched. Nothing is the same. The shutdowns had an incredibly demoralizing effect on the population. The vast majority of us were declared non-essential. And not just in our jobs, but nearly every part of our lives. All of the parts that we live and experience outside of our homes were designated non-essential. You were told that it's not essential to go to work. It's not essential to go to school. It's not essential to go to church. It's not essential to go to the park with your kids. It's not essential to go to the beach. It's not essential to gather together with your family around the holidays. It's not essential to sit by your grandmother's bed and hold her hand while she dies. It's not essential to see the faces of strangers that you pass by on the streets. It's not essential for them to see yours. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
And I think part of what's happening here is that many people took all this to heart. And though most of them have re-entered society to some extent since then, the message settled into their minds, into their souls, that none of this matters. None of it's essential. All that matters is that you keep breathing, that you linger on, and as long as you're fed and sheltered and entertained, you should be perfectly satisfied with that. And if you get to the point where you're not satisfied with that anymore, well, then you take the way out. The way out that Canada, if you live in Canada, is perfectly willing to facilitate for you, whether you have a terminal illness or not. So as a people, it would seem that, generally speaking, we learned all the wrong lessons from COVID. I mean, it could have been a time of radical reorientation, you know, of like refocusing on the things that truly matter of confronting our mortality, of the, you know, the fragility of human existence, committing ourselves to living full lives with purpose and meaning. That's not what happened societally. Instead, the word came down from the top, from the powers that be, and it resounded in the minds of so many in the population, too many, that you don't need purpose or meaning or joy in your life. You don't need other people. You don't need relationships. You don't need family. You need simply four walls and a roof to exist inside of and enough gadgets to keep you distracted. But we cannot let our analysis ignore the fact that all of the troubling trends that we're highlighting here were also present before COVID. So yes, COVID plays a role in all of this, just like it's going to play a role in everything, as I said, that happens from here on out, because it was that sort of moment. The virus, or our response to the virus, rather, accelerated the trends, amplified them, gave them a kind of turbocharged boost, but it didn't create these problems out of whole cloth. Without COVID, we would have ended up probably where we are now, except perhaps maybe it would have taken us another 20 years to get here. So what lies at the root of it all? Well, there's a reason why we as a society learn the wrong lessons from our experiences over the last couple of years. It's because the wrong lessons are the same ones that have been drilled into our heads by the culture from birth. It's the message that our kids are being taught. It's a message of nihilism. You know, that's what lies at the heart of all this. People aren't working, or they aren't working hard. Remember the so-called quiet quitting trend, the very popular trend, which is part of this story too. Because it's not just people not going to work. There are also lots of people going to work and but they don't care anymore. So they're doing that. They're not getting married. They aren't going to church, wasting their lives looking at their damned phones because they don't see meaning in anything. They are simply biding time until they die. They treat life like a waiting room. Just amuse yourself until your name is called, except that they believe we're waiting for nothing. So our name will be called and we'll be ushered into oblivion. We come from nothing. We'll become nothing again, which means that we are fundamentally nothing right now. And nothing means anything. Nothing matters. That's at the heart of this. All that matters is deriving pleasure from wherever you can derive it. Satisfy your desires, satiate your ego. You know, this also explains the rise. I said everything's declining except suicide and drug overdoses. The other thing, the other thing rising though is LGBT identification. That's because people are looking for, you know, their identity and their sexual proclivities. Just satisfy yourself. Pleasure. That's all that matters. There's nothing more to do in life. There's nothing more to offer and leads nowhere in the end. So hop on your phone, scroll and scroll, keep yourself distracted until the lights go out. And I think a large number of people are satisfied with that kind of life, or at least if they're not satisfied, they have resigned themselves to it, this life of nothingness. So where do we go from here? Well, there is no solution. There's no hope outside of what we really need, which is a full spiritual revival. I mean, we spend too much time dancing around the edges of a cultural rot. We need to confront it down in the darkest depths at its core. You know, the parts of this problem nobody wants to look at, it's pretty depressing. If you go down all the way down there to the core, you find that it's totally empty. There's a giant cavern that needs to be filled with something. And what is that something? Truth. You know, with meaning, with faith, with God. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron. 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. So there's a clip I wanted to play for you. I think we have time. Okay, I'm just going to play this. This is a leftist teacher who I guess is a coach to young kids, some kind of coach. And she recorded herself teaching the kids about her insane pronoun nonsense. And I just want you to listen to a little bit. It's actually quite instructive to hear this. And she decided to record it herself and put it on TikTok. And let's listen.
No matter what your gender identity is, you are okay exactly the way you are, and you are loved. It feels good to be yourself, doesn't it? The end.
How did your girls like this book?
Really good. Yeah. What are you?
I am like JJ, so I'm not a boy or a girl. I have a question. Do you know what you call, how do you refer to a girl? You say she, right?
Yeah.
You say, she is funny. And when you're talking to a boy, what do you say?
He.
And what should you say if you're talking to someone who is not a boy or a girl? Do you know? You say they. So if you're saying she is funny for a girl, and you say he is funny for a boy, for somebody who's neither, you can say they are funny. Can you practice saying that?
They are funny.
So when you're talking about Coach Caroli, who is not a boy or a girl, what should you say?
What are you?
Exactly. I'm not a boy or a girl. So what should you say instead of he or she?
They are funny.
Good job. Or they are my coach.
What are you?
I'm neither. I am what the book calls non-binary. Can you say non-binary?
I'm
neither.
You're a girl or not a boy? I'm a boy
I'm neither.
And a girl.
You're a boy and a girl, and that's okay,
and
right?
That's like you're both.
Huh? Yeah, you can be both, or you can be neither.
So once again, yet another example. And they keep recording themselves doing this, and they're so proud of it, and they put it online. And they, of course, have no self-awareness at all, which is the enduring irony with these people, because they're totally obsessed with themselves, and all they think about is themselves. But they also have no awareness of themselves, which is very interesting. And there's something to be said about that. Like, the more that you
the more that you obsess over yourself and think about yourself, the less aware of yourself you actually are. But anyway, and they put this online, and so they don't realize that this just complete, on top of they are telling on themselves and revealing themselves to be groomers, and they're showing off how creepy and disgusting they are, it also undermines their entire premise, because you can hear the kids. They audibly have no idea what's being said to them. They're just repeating it. And then you hear one of these little kids in the background says, "I'm a boy and a girl." And she latches onto that and affirms it. "Oh, you're a boy and a girl." Yes. The kid has no idea. He's just saying words like all little kids do. And if you were to have a follow-up question and say, "What do you mean by that? How are you a boy and a girl?" He wouldn't be able to explain it. Of course, because he's just a little kid. So even though we only heard the audio, we didn't see the visual there, you could just imagine these kids just kind of sitting there wide-eyed, you know, sitting Indian style, if I can still say that, on the carpet, looking up at the teacher, wide-eyed, just kind of nodding their heads, okay, okay. No clue what's being said to them. And that's how the indoctrination always works. All right, finally, this is from The Mirror. It says, science fiction is about to match up with reality as the world's first artificial womb facility has been announced, where you'll be able to choose your baby's characteristics from a menu. Ecto Life, the brainchild of Berlin-based Hashem El-Ghaili, a biotechnologist and science communicator, is a concept based on over 50 years of groundbreaking scientific research. In theory, they'll be able to grow 30,000 babies a year in their lab, and he believes the facilities would allow infertile couples to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. But they also plan to offer an elite package that would allow you to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb, with everything from eye and hair color to strength, height, and intelligence as choices. Hashem explains, introducing EctoLife, the world's first artificial womb facility, which is powered entirely by renewable energy. According to the World Health Organization, around 300,000 women die from pregnancy complications. EctoLife artificial womb is designed to alleviate human suffering and reduce the chances of C-sections. With EctoLife, premature birth and C-sections will be a thing of the past. And so they want to farm all this out rather than doing it the old-fashioned way of having, you know, women gestating the children in their womb. We don't need to do that anymore because you'll have artificial wombs. So you make the baby, you know, it's like baking a cake or something. You mix all the ingredients together, pop it in the oven, and you can go live your life while they grow the baby in the artificial womb. You know, I'm skeptical about whether this technology will ever actually be functional, or if it will just continue to exist in theory. They've been talking about doing things like this for decades, and maybe they're closer now than they've ever been, but I'm skeptical of that. Either way, I will never fail to appreciate the irony that we are, as a culture, obsessed with organic, all-natural, you know, we're obsessed with that when it comes to items you find at the grocery store. We're obsessed with finding things that are not genetically engineered, unless we're talking about human beings themselves, right? As our food gets more organic, our manner of human reproduction, on the other hand, becomes less organic. So we can see the value of doing things organically when it comes to food, when it comes to cosmetics, whatever. But somehow, the very same people who see the value there, they can't see it when it comes to themselves and reproduction. I mean, eventually our salads will be more organic than the people eating them. That's where we're headed. And I think many people on the left in particular can't see a problem with this because they don't have any concept of human dignity to begin with. They just have no concept of that. And so for those of us who have a concept of human dignity, even if we struggle to articulate what human dignity is or why it's important, because it's something that, you know, for most of human history, it was not something that was fundamentally challenged. But now it is. Like, we have people that are just flat out denying that human dignity exists in the first place. And so, but those of us who innately recognize it, it can be hard for us to understand. And we see something like this, and we just, because we innately recognize the value of human dignity, we see something like this, and we immediately see it as horrifying. Like, of course, you know, grow babies in a artificial womb and pick out what kind of people they're going to be from a menu and just like constructing them like Frankenstein's. It's horrifying. We instinctively recognize that. But people on the left, they don't, because they don't see human dignity as a thing. And you know, human dignity is rooted in the fact that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That's what it's rooted in. But if you believe, as people on the left do, that there is no God and that we are gods ourselves, man, it makes kind of sense. You know, we are gods. There is no God except the individual. And so I can make a person in my image because I am the God. I think that's what's happening here. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
org/not alone.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. The Daily Wire has this report. Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Chrissy Teigen responded to the backlash against her as she dared critics to do your worst after she recently announced that her miscarriage was actually an abortion. The 36-year-old hit back at negative comments that started flooding the official Instagram account of Glamour, a magazine that published Teigen's account, or comments rather, about the death of her 20-week-old unborn child named Jack. Teigen took a screenshot of many of the responses, with some calling her a drama queen and a liar, and others accusing her of trying to stay relevant. She then tweeted the message that read, I knew this would happen, and honestly, I've already seen you do your worst, so if this makes you feel better, great. It doesn't make me feel worse, though. The backlash comes following Teigen's comments at the Proper Daily's A Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit, where she labeled her miscarriage in 2020 an abortion. Teigen shared, quote, 2 years ago when I was pregnant with Jack, John, and my third child, I had to make a lot of difficult and heartbreaking decisions. And I was pregnant with Jack, John, and my third child. Pregnant with, I don't understand that. It became very clear around halfway through that he would not survive and that I wouldn't either without any medical intervention. Let's just call it what it was. It was an abortion to save my life for a baby that has absolutely no chance. And to be honest, I never ever put that together until actually a few months ago. I told the world we had a miscarriage. The world agreed we had a miscarriage. All the headlines said it was a miscarriage. And I became really frustrated that I didn't in the first place say it was what it was. And I felt silly that it had taken me over a year to actually understand that we had an abortion. So, this is a bizarre story in many ways, and let me just say to begin with that, you get this from celebrities all the time, especially from Chrissy Teigen. She kind of specializes in this, where they'll announce something personal about their lives that nobody asked them to announce. They didn't have to say it, but they tell the world, and then people have opinions about it, and they get offended and they play the victim. The thing is, once you have presented something to the world, information you didn't have to present, once you've done that, then people are going to have opinions, because people have opinions about everything. Any piece of information someone comes across, they have a perspective that they bring to it, and they're going to have their own perspective. And so if you don't want anyone's perspective on a personal detail about your life, don't tell anybody. And that's even more the case when you're using something from your life and you're injecting it into a contentious subject like abortion. So you are drawing this connection, you're bringing this up to the public, and then you play the victim and also the hero. Do your worst, everyone making me. So what do you think was going to happen? Well, you knew that was going to happen, and it also it doesn't make any sense. Now I don't know exactly what happened with this pregnancy and how it ended. I don't know. I wasn't there. What I do know, though, is as she admits, as she acknowledges, she announced that it was a miscarriage, and she even, if I remember correctly, there were pictures that she took of her cradling her child, who was deceased, in her arms. And she posted the pictures and said, we had a miscarriage, it's a terrible thing, and it is a terrible thing. You know, we've been through this in my family, and it's awful. So that's what we know. And now she says, well, I didn't realize at the time that it was an abortion. Well, what? How could you not realize something was an abortion if that's what it was? Because
Well, an abortion is the intentional direct destruction of the child. It's like you go in and kill the child. That's what an abortion is. And also, I've never heard of an abortion. I mean, now we get very grim and dark when thinking about this, but have you ever heard of an abortion where they kill the child and then give the child's dead body to you to take pictures with? That doesn't happen in an abortion clinic. So none of this makes sense. And certainly if you had the child directly killed through abortion, you would know it. There's no looking back on it 2 years later and saying, oh, you know what, maybe that was an abortion. There's no confusion about what's happening. So it seems to me what has happened here, if I'm to make sense of this, and again, we all are within our rights to try to make sense of it. She's the one who's presented this to the world. She didn't have to, and she did. So it seems to me what's happened is that there was a terrible health complication with the child. They had to deliver the child early, too early for the child to survive. And so, and he died tragically. It seems like that's what happened. And then that also explains how we had the pictures of her holding the child. But that's not an abortion, though. See, this is the point. That is not an abortion. I mean, there are times, and we've always acknowledged this, there are times when there could be a medical crisis in the middle of a pregnancy, something that affects the child or the mother, and it becomes clear that the pregnancy cannot continue. The pregnancy has to be ended in order to preserve the life of the mother. That can certainly happen. It's not common, it's rare, but it does happen. Well, if you end the pregnancy by delivering the child without first killing the child intentionally, that's a delivery. That is not an abortion. An abortion, by definition, is the direct, intentional, physical killing of the child. If that does not happen, then there was no abortion. And if you have to deliver a child early to preserve the life of the mother, knowing almost certainly that the child will not be able to survive being delivered that early, that's still not an abortion. That's the principle of double effect. That is, you know, you're taking an action, you're delivering the child, not intending at all to kill the child, but yet that ends up being a result of the action. But that's not your intention. It's not why you're doing it. You're doing it for a good reason, to preserve the mother's life. So it's an act of preservation. It's not murder. So that is what would make sense of this to me. But then, so why are you coming back 2 years later and saying, you know what, I'm counting that as an abortion? It would really seem like you're using this terrible tragedy that happened to you and your child to make a political point. More from the Daily Wire. It says a Baltimore activist who had spent 18 years in prison, then turned to efforts to stem violence in the city, has an idea for combating massive numbers of homicides in the city. The idea is this: pay people not to kill others. Tyree Moorhead, who was jailed at the age of 15 for 18 years after a second degree murder conviction, told Fox 45, I can relate to the shooters. Guess what they want? They want money. I've talked to these people. I've seen the shooters. It's a small city. I know who the hustlers are. I can't stop the shootings. No one in this world has proven to stop the shootings, not even the church. But what we can do is put them in compliance. Fox News reported that as of 2019, he had painted, this is the activist, had painted nearly 200 no-shoot zones throughout the city. In 2020, the city eclipsed 300 homicides for the sixth year in a row while recording more than 1,000 shootings. So this Moorhead, this activist, along with advocating that we pay people not to kill others, he's also going around the city and painting, actually like spray painting. I think he has a permit or something to do it, I'm pretty sure. But and he paints no shoot zone around certain areas of the city. I don't know why nobody ever thought of that before. Well, I guess we have thought about it before. It's kind of like the gun free zone, no shoot zone. And so I guess the hope here is that if two rival gangs were about to get into a fight over turf, over, you know, whose corner belongs to whom, and maybe they're about to start shooting each other, and then they would look, and one of them would see the sign on the wall saying no shoot zone, and they would say, hey guys, look, it says no shoot zone. But yeah, let's not do it here, no shoot zone. Let's respect the no shoot zone. And what do you say we reconvene down the street if there's not a no shoot zone? That's the hope, that it will work that way. I don't know if it actually does work that way. I tend to doubt it. More from this, it says, I'm trying to read where he explains how this program would actually work. But I'm not sure where that is. Anyway, that's the basic idea. Maybe all the details aren't quite fleshed out yet. We haven't ironed out all the kinks, but, the idea is to pay people not to kill each other. Hey, if we're doing that, I would just like to say that I have gone my whole life and not killed anybody. So I don't know how much I'm owed for that. You know, I've gone my whole life, never killed anybody. I never robbed anybody, never set anything on fire. So every day that I've not done those things, I guess I'm owed some money. We can laugh at this idea, but it's certainly no more absurd than defund the police or any of these other ideas. Because what you can't get around is the idea of punishment, justice, segregating. Here's what you, at the end of the day, probably the only thing that really works for a lot of the really bad guys, the kinds of people who would think nothing of going out and just killing somebody because they want to sell drugs in the same corner or killing someone, you know, going to rob a liquor store and just shooting a guy so that you can steal $87 from the till. Those kinds of people, the only thing that really works is to segregate them from society in a prison cell. That's what works. That's how you keep, whether or not they can be reformed while they're in prison, if they can, great. Most of the time they can. But the first job of the justice system and the court system is to protect society, the innocent people, to make sure that the next liquor store clerk is not shot in the head. And that means you take these people and you put them in a cage. That's what works. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip one, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip two, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. today.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
To qualify.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Now an epic story with a twist ending for our daily cancellation today. It begins with the Sydney Morning Herald and an article by a woman named Amanda Trenfield, which is actually an excerpt from a forthcoming book by the same author. More on that book in just a moment. The title of the piece is, "Less than a month after I met my soulmate, I ended my 14-year marriage." Now from here, we're told all about Amanda's first encounter with her soulmate, and about the decision she made to leave her husband in pursuit of this other man. She reports, quote, "I wasn't expecting a formal dinner with cheerful conference attendees in the beautiful West Australian town of Margaret River to turn my life upside down. I had a good life. I wasn't looking to upend it. Or was I? I decided only the week earlier to attend the 3-day event with my husband. It wasn't in the family holiday plan, and we had to arrange care for the children, but I saw it as a perfect opportunity for us to reconnect, as we had become quite distant. I believe that time away from the stress of everyday life was the perfect remedy to reignite our relationship." Now, it appears that she gave the reconnecting with my husband and reigniting our relationship idea about 30 minutes to pan out, and when it didn't, she immediately started ogling another man. She tells us about how she fell madly in love with a dude named Jason, who was sitting at the same table as her at this conference, and she says they talked all night. She took sips from his glass of wine. He fed her dessert. And we're not told where the husband was during all of this. In fact, Amanda's husband is not mentioned hardly at all through the entire story. Her children also are not mentioned after the first paragraph. They're not even background characters in Amanda's love story. They don't exist, which tells you everything you need to know, really. Be that as it may, wherever her husband was during all of this, here's a tip that hopefully most men don't need to hear. But if your wife is sitting with another man at a table, staring lovingly into his eyes and eating pieces of chocolate cake off of his fork, you may want to have a chat with her because you've probably got some serious problems. Now, later we're told that Amanda and Jason went to the hotel bar. Again, the husband is absent from the narrative. Again, I must remind any man listening that it's a very bad sign if your wife is sitting with any man except for you at a hotel bar. But Amanda tells us, quote, "At the hotel bar, Jason bought me a glass of my favorite rosé. We looked into each other's eyes, his dark and mysterious, mine big and brown, and clinked glasses. The electricity between us was strong and raw. It traveled to my core. It was so intense I needed to break eye contact. The energy, it was electric. My body was completely charged. I was completely on. I loved talking with him. I felt warm, relaxed, and safe in his presence. I felt I could truly be myself at a level I wasn't familiar with. I realized that it was a feeling I hadn't enjoyed in a long, long time, perhaps ever. The bar called last drinks, and the evening, now the early morning, came to an end. The goodbye was overt, open, and revealing of our mutual affection. We enjoyed a body-hugging embrace where I whispered into his ear, 'This isn't over. I need to see you again.' He put his hands tightly on my waist and pulled me close. 'Yes,' he replied. It was all I needed to hear." I keep going back to the same question. Where's the husband? She's locked in an embrace with a guy whispering in his ear, and her husband's just off in somewhere else. Oh, it looks fine. Nothing to worry about there. Now, she says that this experience flirting with Jason at the hotel bar profoundly changed her. As she puts it, "I knew in my heart, in my soul, in the very fabric of my being, that I had profoundly changed.
I couldn't articulate the feelings, the sensations, the experience. The connectedness I experienced with Jason was at a level impossible to describe. All I knew for certain was that this one encounter, in the most unlikely of places, under the most unusual of circumstances, had dramatically altered my life. Actually, there's nothing unusual about the circumstances. I think people having affairs at hotel bars, pretty common. They left the conference and went home. Amanda had no more contact with the mysterious Jason, but a month later, she left her husband, ditched her kids, tore her family apart, ended her marriage, and set out to be with the true love of her life, her true soulmate, Jason. And you can find out much more about this story in her memoir, soon to be published, titled When a Soulmate Says No. Because, as it turns out, her soulmate, Jason, rejected her. I mean, we can only imagine that when the woman he flirted with for a few hours at a bar a month ago showed up at his doorstep and announced that she'd left her family for him, he was extremely creeped out. I'm not sure how he broke the news to her, but the end result is that Amanda was left alone, rejected, and humiliated. She had ruined her life for nothing. She was a failure, an embarrassment, a woman whose unquenchable narcissism had destroyed her family, and now she has nothing to show for it. Where could she go from there? I mean, what could she do? Well, what else but become a life coach? Yes, Amanda Trenfield is now, according to her website, a transformational life coach. She's even certified in the field. She's a certified reinvention coach, she claims. Now, I have no idea how one obtains a certificate as a reinvention coach, but there's no question that Amanda is qualified. After all, she had a stable life and a family, and she reinvented it into a pile of rubble. Very similar to the way that I reinvented my parents' car when I was 19 by having a head-on collision. You know, and nobody was injured in that case. In Amanda's case, entire lives were destroyed and devastated. And now she wants to coach you on how to do the same to your own life. Though that's not exactly how she puts it, of course. The description of her book tries to put a positive spin on all this. In the description, it says, Amanda never imagined that after uprooting her comfortable, stable life to make room for her soulmate, that he would decide to go his own way. They both agreed that their connection was unbelievably cosmic. So why did he say no? A fearless voyage of self-discovery fueled by stubbornness, tenacity, and an unquenchable thirst for answers to the great mysteries of the soul. Amanda shares the intimate details of her transformation from lovesick hot mess to self-actualized superstar with unapologetic vulnerability and effervescent humor. Through the exploration of grief, spirituality, energy therapies, self-acceptance, and the undeniable healing power of a good Diana Ross song, Amanda's story serves as an example of what is possible when we dare to dream of a life that's nothing short of miraculous. That is a very flowery way of putting, I screwed my whole life up. And her story does indeed serve as an example. It shows the possibilities that open up when you shirk your responsibilities, reject your obligations to your family and to your spouse and to God, break your promises, betray your vows, blow your whole life to pieces for the sake of fleeting emotional or sexual enjoyment. And really, all of those possibilities are just one possibility, which present themselves in vaguely different forms. The possibility is that you, which is really a certainty, is that you end up alone, pathetic, and miserable, and you spend the rest of your life trying to justify and rationalize the mistakes you made, and also attempting to recruit more people to join you in your misery and your failure. Many, many, many such cases. Amanda is but one. But there is another important lesson we can learn from Amanda. And that is that this is one of the dangers of the soulmate trope. Of course, the real cause of Amanda's troubles is not any misunderstanding about souls or mates, but you know, it's really her own catastrophic narcissism, cowardice, and weakness. But even so, it's important to note that the soulmate, as the concept is presented in old Disney films and Nicholas Sparks novels and so on, is a myth. There is not one single person who you are destined to be with. Your romantic match is not written in the stars somewhere. And the problem with seeing things this way is that if there's just one person in the world made for you, then it's possible, even likely, if you just do the numbers game, that whoever you marry is not that person. It's possible in this way of thinking to marry the wrong person. And it's also possible that you'll meet the right person after having already married the wrong one. Whoops, sorry, honey. I thought our marriage was written in the stars. Turns out I misread the stars. It was actually supposed to be my secretary. So see you later. Again, many such cases. So am I saying that my own wife is not my soulmate? No, I am not saying that. She is my soulmate because we chose each other and stood at the altar and got married.
Now we are bonded together for life in a deep and mysterious and spiritual way. Now we are souls forged together as one. Now we are soulmates. And I think this is actually quite a bit more romantic because it makes us active participants in our own love stories. We weren't drawn together by destiny. We chose each other by our own free will, and we bestowed the sacrament of marriage onto each other, which is how marriage works. So my wife didn't marry me because I was her soulmate. I'm her soulmate because she married me. That's the truth, and it's so much better, really, than the half-baked nonsense you get from Amanda and the life coaching community. But if you don't believe me and you want to hear more from Amanda and hear her side of this, you can always have a one-hour consultation with her. I went to her website and checked it out. It'll cost you just about $400 an hour. And the good news is that I looked, and she has wide open availability every day of every hour this month. It looks like her life coaching career is working out about as well as her marriage. And it also looks like there's nothing left to say about Amanda or to her, except you're canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. This week's collapse of the Assad regime in Syria is suddenly redefining the political situation in the entire Middle East. On the Salem Media Group's news program this week on The Hill with Tony Perkins, former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton says Israel's role in this situation has really been a game changer in the region.
The effect, and really attributable largely to Israel's resolute determination to defeat the terrorists worldwide, has given us this opportunity, and it's a big chance to make fundamental change in the Middle East for the benefit of ourselves, the Israelis, and our Arab friends in the region.
Bolton's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later this morning on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, the House passes a bill to expand the judiciary despite President Biden's veto threat. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday to add 66 new judges to understaff federal courts nationally, a bill that outgoing Democratic President Joe Biden has threatened to veto. The Republican-led House voted 236 to 173 in favor of legislation the Democratic-led Senate passed earlier this year that would result in the first major expansion of the federal judiciary since 1990. The bipartisan bill would increase the number of trial court judges in 25 federal district courts in 13 states, including California, Florida, and Texas, in six waves every 2 years through 2035. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has asked the Biden administration to put more resources into the ongoing investigation of mysterious drone sightings being reported in the state and other parts of the region. Murphy made the request in a letter Thursday. A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline in a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in this country. You'll find more online at townhall.com.
If you or anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
Five.
Judges in The Hague have rejected a request to stop the Dutch government from exporting weapons to Israel.
In a comprehensive rejection, the judges said that the government was responsible for such policy decisions and that the courts must review them with restraint. They found there were already measures in place to ensure the Netherlands wasn't violating international law. The Dutch government has indicated that it is unlikely licenses will be issued for weapons which can contribute to the activities of Israel in Gaza or on the West Bank. And the court noted the need to distinguish between military hardware that could be used for attacks on the Palestinian people and those that could be used for defensive purposes.
BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting. The 10 organizations argue the Netherlands was in violation of the 1948 Genocide Convention by continuing to sell weapons to Israel more than a year into the conflict. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. SpaceX is launching a new mission, this time on Earth.
Billionaire Elon Musk's company wants to make its Starbase site a new Texas city. And has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. The area is on the southern tip of Texas at Boca Chica Beach near the Mexican border. The county's top executive has confirmed they received the proposal and said the county will inspect the petition for statutory compliance before putting it to a vote. John Scott reporting.
A 7-year-old dispute between Musk and Sam Altman over who should run OpenAI and best avoid an artificial intelligence dictatorship is now heading to a federal judge as Musk seeks to halt the ChatGPT maker's ongoing conversion into a for-profit company. You'll find more analysis and news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Yeah, but DODIG, we all speak in codes and abbreviations like we're all government employees now. We're all NSA operatives. DODIG, DOJ, the Department of Justice Inspector General, reveals 26 FBI informants were present on January 6th. Now, that's pretty amazing. Why did it take you 4 years? There should be a pre-dawn raid on somebody's house with a CNN camera crew across the street, a battering ram, spotlights on helmets and body cams and things, which won't be working later. But there should be pre-dawn raids to drag people out of the Department of Justice Inspector General's office to ask why it took 4 years for you to come up with something that should have taken about 20 hours. You make a couple of phone calls. Hey, you guys. And you know, they spend tens of millions of dollars a year on their confidential informants, of our dollars, of course, tens of millions of dollars a year on their confidential informants, and they pay them cash. See, it's like a drug deal. They meet them in parking garages and things, and they pay them cash. You don't even want to know the rest of the details. But the Department of Justice Inspector General reveals 26 FBI informants were present on January 6th. Quite a remarkable thing. CNN came out and lied about it immediately. They just started lying right away. And then they brought on their crooked, disgraced former deputy director at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and they sat him down on the set, and you'll never believe what happened after that. I've got that for you. Pretty amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. And CNN, they lied. They lied in their headline. They lied about the whole story, because that's what CNN does, and that's why, you know, there are more people watching the inside of Union Station in New York right now than there are watching CNN worldwide. Pretty amazing stuff. It is an embarrassment to journalism. And how do you embarrass journalism at this point? That's almost impossible. They do such a good job themselves. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, a former FBI director reacts to a DOJ report finding undercover agents at Capitol. Remarkable things, these guys. And CNN telling us, yeah, there were no FBI agents in the crowd. That's their headline. Yeah, there were no FBI agents in the crowd. Right. Yeah, sure. On January 6th. But how many confidential informants were there? Well, you got to read way down into the story to stumble across that, because amazing stuff. And the Democrats in the media, they're attacking Donald Trump because we learned that the FBI had, a busload of confidential informants on the FBI payroll. And they say 23 of them just showed up on their own accord. The FBI didn't even ask. They have so many confidential informants. How many do they have? Millions of confidential informants? Because I don't know how you get 26. They said they asked three of them to show up, but 23 just showed up on their own. What is it, like day laborers? If they figure if they send a picture of themselves there later, they get paid for the day or something. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, and CNN, what a disgrace. My alma mater, CNN, what a disgrace it is. Just amazing stuff. And they're still arresting January 6th people. They're still arresting him. The FBI is. The FBI is a disgrace to its former self. Just amazing stuff. Yeah, CNN's headline, no undercover FBI agents were at the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, watchdog reports. Now, that's not the headline out of the report. The headline is 26 FBI confidential informants were in the crowd, and 23 of them just showed up on their own accord, allegedly. What are they, hiring actual radicals? What, were they breaking windows? Do we have videotapes of all them? Were they inciting violence? Were they saying, we're going into the Capitol and chanting and doing all this stuff? Were they doing that? We will never know. It'll be another 11 years before the next Friday afternoon report comes out. And then it will just raise more questions than it answers. Honestly, this report raises more questions than it answers. Our government is filthy, corrupt, dishonest, Washington, Soviet-style government. So we've got that story for you today. Amazing stuff. And since we opened with this billionaire thing, Jeff Bezos, the centa-billionaire owner of the Washington Post, you know, he wanted so desperately to be close to Hillary Clinton when she won the presidency, and then she didn't win, hilariously. Jeff Bezos bought a museum in Washington, D.C. I'm not making this up. Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, a lifelong Democrat Party activist, a left-wing hack, fraud, and Dr. Evil impersonator, $1 billion. But Jeff Bezos is giving $1 million. See, that's the Dr. Evil thing. He put his pinky up next to the corner of his mouth. $1 million to Trump's inauguration, and he's going to stream the event on Prime Video. Well, I would think so. It's the inauguration of the president. I don't think that should really be a headline thing, but radical left-wing extremist media. Amazon to donate $1 million to Trump inauguration. And they're all sucking up now because billionaires. And it's good for the Democrat Party, too, because now they can say, oh, see, Donald Trump has all the billionaires. He's the party of billionaires. He is a billionaire, which they claimed he wasn't because they lie about everything. Also, Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerbucks. Mark Zuckerberg giving $1 million to Trump inauguration. You'd think they coordinated this or this just happened organically. That sent a billionaire Jeff Bezos, the sent a billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, each decide to give the same number $1 million. Of course, it turns out that's what they give the guy at the parking valet, you know, the parking valet who goes and gets their $500 million car with a driver in it. They give that as tip money when they go anywhere. $1 million to the inauguration, and $1 million to the inauguration from Jeff Bezos, Dr. Evil. And he did. He bought a museum. He bought the Textile Museum in Washington, D.C., and he converted it to his private estate, his private mansion, just before Hillary Clinton lost the election. And if he stayed there at all, he's only stayed there very little, but he's got so much money, he can buy a museum in Washington, D.C., convert it to his private mansion, and then never use it. Kind of like Orca. You know, Orca has a $70 million estate in Montecito, California, where those ridiculous royal family people from England have been living. And she doesn't live there. She doesn't go there. She's got a lot of different places to stay in Hawaii and Chicago and elsewhere. So she really doesn't go to the Montecito place much. But I have friends in real estate there in Montecito. I used to live in Montecito long ago. And Oprah pays $50,000 a month in the water bill for the house. Forget about everything else, the insurance and the staff and the, you know, cutting the lawns and the terraces and the rolling fountains. But I guess fountains have something to do with the water bill. $50,000 a month water bill for an estate that she doesn't go to. It's good to be Oprah. Must be racism or something like that. And also another headline, billionaire owner of Time Magazine. Time Magazine has a billionaire owner. Who knew? I didn't even know that they had an owner. It's barely a magazine anymore. Time Magazine owner, Mark Benioff. It's Benioff, B-I-N-I-O-F-F. Mark Benioff. He congratulated President Trump, the publication, because they named him Time Magazine's Person of the Year. You can't be Man of the Year because Democrats have erased gender. And they can't have a Man of the Year or Woman of the Year. They got all this. So we got that. And those are some of the headlines. And he's saying, hey, Donald Trump, that's pretty good. Maybe we can get along or something like that. And now the Democrats will say, see, this is proof that the Republicans are the party of billionaires, except these guys are all Democrats. They're all, and they've been Democrats all along. And now they're just being billionaires and sucking up. And the $1 million, they spend that when they go to Saks Fifth Avenue for about 20 minutes. So don't be too impressed with that. That's amazing. Also, who remembers the Duke Lacrosse case from many years ago? Because this is an amazing story. Duke Lacrosse, where the nice young men attending Duke University, the Harvard of the South, the Duke of the North, the yada yada, but perfectly nice young men, fraternity. They had an exotic dancer come over, kind of person that Hunter Biden would bring to the White House for Christmas dinner. They'd put her stocking hanging from the mantle, but you don't want to know what's in it. And amazing stuff. The Duke lacrosse case where young men, good, decent young men, were smeared, accused by a radical. You remember the name of the radical prosecutor, Michael? Mike Nifong. Mike Nifong, who was the left-wing, racist, hack, self-loathing prosecutor. I believe that he was disbarred and actually jailed for the false, malicious, malignant prosecution of three young men that were part of this fraternity at Duke University, had made the mistake of hiring an exotic dancer who accused them all of rape. Now the woman who's the hero of the Democrat Party, things haven't been going very, very well for her. She murdered her boyfriend, the stripper, right, the former stripper. Her name was, and still is, actually Crystal Magnum. Crystal Magnum. Sounds like a stripper name, doesn't it? I mean, what sounds more a stripper than that? Crystal Magnum. I'll take a Magnum of the Crystal. And here comes Crystal Magnum. And she was an exotic dancer. She's not anymore. Now she's an inmate because she literally murdered her boyfriend and she's in prison for murder. And now that she's been in prison for murder for a long time, the headline today is New York Post, not the Washington Post, because they smeared and slandered these young men and tried to destroy their lives. They're white, and they must be destroyed because they were, you know, being normal. And former stripper, convicted killer, Crystal Magnum, confesses to lying about being raped by Duke lacrosse players in 2006. 2006. We were doing the radio show back then, right from this building, right down the hall. We're in a different studio, no, but we were right down the hall then. And I saw that story and immediately identified it as phony, just like Juicy Smollett and just like Joe Biden being capable of being president and Kamala Harris putting a sentence together and all that stuff. So I got an update for you on that. The state of Washington, not Washington, D.C., but the state of Washington, they're talking about having a separate category in school sports for transgender people. They'll have girls' sports and women's sports. They'll have boys' sports and men's sports. And then they'll have Democrat sports. They'll have transgender sports. Because all the Democrats are cross-dressers now, aren't they? University of Michigan, their DEI administrator fired because she hates the Jews. She's the head of DEI, and she goes around smearing and slamming the Jews because Democrats. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. And Luigi Mangione. Luigi Mangione becomes the Democrat Party's Person of the Year. Can't be a Man of the Year. Amazing stuff. Got updates for you on that. And the FBI, the crooked, and the crooked media. More crooked than the FBI is CNN, to name just one outlet. And we remain at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Did you know that more strokes occur between November and February? The holidays can be a time of stress, disrupted routines, and overindulgence. So there's no better time to do something easy to manage your heart health. CardioMobile 6L is a small, medical-grade, personal EKG device that records right to your phone. It takes a 6-lead EKG in seconds. And it's FDA-cleared to detect AFib, a leading cause of stroke. If you're thinking, who can afford that? The answer is you. CardioMobile 6L records 6 times the heart data than any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. And now, through the end of the year, you can get CardioMobile 6L for only $109. Just go to Cardia.com, that's K-A-R-D-I-A.com, or go to Amazon to order your CardioMobile 6L today. There is no better time to manage your heart health than right now. Sponsored by AliveCor.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
Make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. Join now because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
That's right. President Trump has released his official Trump watches. But don't wait, because these limited edition watches won't be around for long. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember. GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
Our child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more make Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Lest we forget, drones are still flying all over the place. Now more and more, and you know, now there might be a little bit of public overreaction going on. Every time you see an airplane in the sky, you think it's a drone, but at the same time, when you see him hovering in place and you see him change directions over your house. I was being texted last night by friends who work in New York and live in New Jersey. And my great friend Carly said, you know, there's a drone right over my house right now, just hovering in place. And that's completely nuts. Another friend, John, in northern New Jersey was playing soccer last night out on a field. Kick the ball, kick, kick. And he texted on our group text. He's like, there are three drones visible from our soccer field, and everybody stopped play in northern New Jersey to watch these drones. And our government is completely and utterly corrupt, not up to the task, and they're being arrogant and smug about it. It's kind of an amazing thing, isn't it? Wah, wah, wah. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Nelson calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Nelson, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, in talking about the informants do their work for cash payments, and they are incentivized to give their masters juicy info to keep it coming. So might that explain why so many informants showed up? Because, you know, I'm an informant, so you know what? I can tell them that the mob is doing this or the mob is doing that. And so the informants themselves have a pretty strong incentive to, you know, make it juicy, whip up the story, so to speak.
I believe that you're absolutely right. And there's a lot to say about this FBI January 6th story, a lot to say about it indeed. They say they asked 3 of their people to show up, but 26 showed up. So 23 of them showed up on their own. Why would that? How many do they have? Like 1.5 million informants, and that's just representative of any population? That's coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
No
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Honestly, in less than a month, it'll be 4 years. Truly remarkable stuff. And the news media, they're the worst part of the whole story. So we've got an update on that. And that is remarkable. And how many millions of dollars do we give the FBI to fund and fuel the confidential informants that they operate, that they run? DOJ, Department of Justice, Inspector General reveals 26 FBI informants were present on January 6th. And the news media headlines are, there were no FBI agents in the crowd on January 6th. Now that is just shamelessly deceptive, dishonest, treacherous, and disgraceful. But it's impossible to disgrace a journalist today in the United States of America. The FBI only directed 3 confidential human sources to attend the events of January 6, 2021. Horowitz, the inspector general says, Michael Horowitz. Now listen to this. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz said there were more than 24 confidential human sources. They like to abbreviate it with CHSs. They got CHSs because they like to can't use words when you can use abbreviations. In the crowd outside the Capitol on January 6, 2021, but only 3 were assigned by the FBI to be present for the event, and it took them 4 years to admit this, to confess that this was true. Only 3 were assigned by the FBI to be present for the event. So 23 of them showed up on their own accord and said, well, hey, I think I'll just go there. And even though I'm a confidential human source for the FBI, and then they keep it secret for, you know, why not just wait half a decade? These are the people that are sitting on the John F. Kennedy assassination documents. While stressing that none of the confidential human sources was authorized or directed by the Bureau to, quote, break the law, end quote, or, quote, encourage others to commit illegal acts, end quote. Fox News has learned, and we're supposed to feel good about that. I gotta tell you, you guys, we have a really crooked government in Washington, D.C. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, on Thursday, why not wait till Friday afternoon at 5:30? Horowitz on Thursday released his highly anticipated report on the FBI's handling of its confidential human sources and intelligence collection efforts in the lead-up to the January 6, 2021 electoral certification. I got your electoral certification. Today's report also details our findings regarding FBI confidential human sources who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Our review determined that none of those FBI CHSs was authorized by the FBI to enter the Capitol or a restricted area or to otherwise break the law on January 6th, nor was any CHS directed by the FBI to encourage others to commit illegal acts on January 6th. Well, I'll just have to take your word for it 4 years later, Michael Horowitz? The report revealed that the FBI had a minor supporting role in responding to January 6, 2021, largely because the event was not deemed at the highest security level by the Department of Homeland Security. And they put DHS in parentheses because, you know, C and the H and the, you got all these, use the whole alphabet. Horowitz, though, said that the FBI took significant and appropriate steps to prepare for that role. Significant and appropriate. And, you know, the reality is they say, well, there were no undercover FBI agents there, but 3 of them, did they go into the Capitol? Apparently at least 1 went into the Capitol. None of them have faced any charges because, you know, Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. Isn't it amazing? Just extraordinary stuff we have going on in the United States of America. We have some CNN audio because CNN, they were pretending to cover the story, and they're not. They're lying about it. Again, the CNN headline is, no undercover FBI agents were at the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Watchdog reports. That's not the question on the table. So they're answering the wrong question that nobody asked them. But they're making up stuff. Oh, yeah, these Trump people said there were FBI agents in the crowd. They're not agents. They're confidential human sources. And there were dozens of them. And the CNN headline is immediately deceptive. It's a lie because, what is it, Michael? They're liars. That's the thing about them. Hannah Rabinowitz at CNN typed up the big lie, just like their boy Joseph Goebbels, or as the Reverend Al Sharpton likes to call him, Gergel, just like Gergel would have them do. The CNN report, Justice Department watchdog found that there were no undercover FBI employees at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riot, rejecting speculation from allies of President-elect Donald Trump, who have for years suggested that the violence that day was provoked by federal agents. Of course, we have the one guy that we know about who's yelling, "We're going into the Capitol," and Trump supporters were shouting him down as a Fed, right? The DOJ Inspector General said Thursday, 4 years later, that while no undercover agents were at the rally, 26 confidential human sources, so they're not agents, depending on how you define the word agent. Were they agents provocateur? Is that a little too French? So here's CNN pretending to report on the story yesterday, and they have their boy, Andrew McCabe, the disgraced former deputy director of the FBI, and he's sitting on the set with them, and it's a kind of an amazing thing. They never asked them about the Department of Justice Inspector General report about the FBI having 26 confidential human sources in the crowd on January 6th. They never asked Andrew McCabe about it. It is not a news organization, not a news outlet. It is a gang of commie shills for the Democrat Party, frauds and charlatans. So where does this go? So here's CNN last night, talking about the report from the Inspector General Michael Horowitz that came out revealing for the first time that there were 26 operatives. If they weren't, if they didn't have FBI business cards that say special agent, they were operatives of the FBI, 26 of them, dozens of them in the crowd, plus two, and CNN decided to fake cover it this way.
The Justice Department Inspector General today revealed that there were no undercover FBI employees at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. The watchdog report rejects speculation from numerous Republican members of Congress, such as Clay Higgins, as well as right-wing media personalities who have suggested that the violence at the Capitol was provoked by FBI agents.
They're hanging all of their lies on the word agents. Shall I pull up the dictionary definition of the word agents? Because while they're not business card carrying, FBI issued, firearms sporting, badge wearing FBI agents, they are confidential human informants who are on the payroll of the FBI, and they are in the crowd January 6th. Isn't that amazing? So that was Jake Tapper, a former Capitol Hill Democrat staffer himself who dated Monica Lewinsky. So we know that much. And then they had this fraud, this charlatan by the name of Evan Perez. And they're like, that's not the lead. But you know what it is? They've turned it into an attack on Trump and Republicans because the question is, have Trump and the Republicans been proved right saying that there were FBI agents, maybe they should have used the word operatives, maybe they should have used the word informants or agitators in the crowd that day. So fake Tapper, who's a fanker, a fake anchor, then has little Evan Perez, they're just here to toe the Democrat Party line to demonize the Republican Party, Donald Trump, Trump supporters, and to lie. Remember Joe Biden saying there were six or five police officers killed by Republicans that day. They lie and lie and lie like psychopaths, Evan Perez on CNN.
The big finding here is that this claim that the FBI was behind the violence, that's just not true.
That's now, not the big reveal. That's not it.
Paid informants working for who are being paid by the FBI. These were members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters, other groups who were behind some of that violence. They were in attendance at the January 6 rallies. There were three of these people who were actually tasked by the FBI to collect information and provide information about some of the people who were going to these rallies. In at least one case, one person did enter the Capitol. The others were outside of the Capitol.
Yeah, well, but listen to the weasel words and the turns of phrase that the charlatans at CNN, a fake. It used to be, I was there for a long time as an actual journalist. I had to leave because it became too embarrassing to be associated with the organization. But we used to say our middle name is news, you know, cable news network. Our middle name is news. Now it's something else that I can't say here. Then they went to Caitlin Collins, who is doing the Democrat Party's bidding.
What was your take on the government watchdog report that came out today? And just for those who aren't versed in the language of Washington, a watchdog report, it's done. It's independent. It's not someone who's a political appointee that is, they're supposed to be independent so they can do proper oversight.
Right.
And saying that there were no FBI undercover agents there, given we've heard that echoed so many times by Trump and his allies.
Right. So.
Yeah, right. And they're going to John Pistole. I think that's Italian for pistol. He's quite a pistol. John Pistole, former FBI deputy director. They got all these crooked people. Now, honestly, you go to a dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary. Agent, a person who acts on behalf of another person or group. Well, if you're a confidential informant on the payroll, you may not be an official FBI agent, but you are a person who's acting on behalf of another group, and that would qualify as agents. So are they agents of the FBI, even though they're not FBI agents? It is a semantic question, but these fake journalists are completely ignoring all of that because they're statists, they're globalists, they're the bad guys, the news media. Then they go to the FBI guy, John Pistole, because Caitlin Collins, yeah, well, hey, John Pistole, isn't everything the Republicans said wrong? There were no FBI agents in the crowd. There were just agents acting on behalf of the FBI. But they weren't FBI agents, but there were 26 of them. And the FBI only asked three of them to go, but somehow 23 more just showed up organically because and any crowd of 300,000, there are always 26 paid confidential human sources working for the FBI. What is you people? And here's John Pistole spinning for the Democrat Party.
This FBI undercover agent, and they weren't agents. There were some FBI sources that the Inspector General references.
And explain that. That's someone who is a genuine member of the Oath Keepers or one of these groups.
No.
But the FBI uses them for intelligence.
Yeah, it could be anybody. It could, not you, of course, or me, but it could be any person that person has relevant information to an FBI investigation.
Uh-huh.
And so as the FBI was trying to collect information about the possibility of violence on January 6th,
uh-huh.
Those were people who were helping inform that, but there was nobody directed to conduct any violence, and
yeah.
The Inspector General found that wasn't the case.
Yeah, the Inspector General found that wasn't the case. So they weren't FBI agents. They were just paid agents of the FBI, which is completely different. Right. Merriam-Webster, agent, one that acts or exerts power. Sure. Something that produces, capable of producing an effect, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. One who is authorized to act for or in the place of another, such as a representative or an emissary. How about somebody that's being paid by the federal government to act on their behalf? Were there 26 agents of the FBI in the crowd that were not FBI agents? Oh, the English language is so complex, isn't it?
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol. Peacefully. Fed.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Nothing delivers comfort and joy quite like the unrivaled quality and taste of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you can save on unforgettable gifts with 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. With five generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And the gifting experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages featuring gourmet favorites. Growing up in Chicago, I always envied my neighbors when they got their deliveries of Omaha Steaks, and now I have them delivered to my house. From their legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code PLANT. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com, and add an extra $30 off with the promo code PLANT. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Casa's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manning Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. DebtLew uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLew can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLew show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
pom, pom, pom. The news media is the most corrupt institution in America. FBI didn't deploy undercover agents on January 6th. That's the Politico headline. Very much like the CNN headline. That's not the headline from yesterday. It's 26 FBI confidential on the payroll informants in the crowd that day. That's what we learned. But they're spinning it in the headline and in the lead sentence of the corrupt fake media accounts. All right, let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Seamus calling from Pensacola, Florida. Seamus, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris Plant, let's just talk like Italians all day, okay?
I think that's an excellent idea. That's more fun than just talking normal.
I love your Italian stuff, Chris. But anyway, I was listening to all this nonsense, and everybody knows this is total BS. We've been listening to this stuff for 4 years. Everybody knows what the truth is. There were FBI agents pushing these guys along, telling them what to do. You know, one thing that people need to remember is all these informants are on the hook with the FBI because they've done something wrong, or the FBI has them with their arm or behind their back because they owe them something. So, I mean, these people are just scumbags, total scumbags who do whatever the FBI wants. And it goes from Pelosi all the way down. You know, you remember Pelosi wouldn't bring the National Guard into D.C. to put to quell the situation.
Right, even though it was highly recommended that she do that. And Ray Epps, let's...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.